Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Charlie the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show for Thursday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we're live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. The perfect spot to beat the heat, cool off, and fill up with signature handcrafted cocktails and fresh from kitchen to table Mexican fusion during the wild, wacky days of the Woodward Dream Cruise. And Art's Beats and Eats, conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street. We suggest you treat Mesa Tacos and Tequilas as your personal oasis to avoid the crowds and beat the summer heat. And the cruise is just a couple days away.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I love oral histories, but an oral history of the Dream Cruise sounds it's got to be dreadfully boring.
It is fantastic. Trudy, did you find the quotes I was reading to you boring?
I loved the reading that you gave.
What?
You dramatized it quite well.
I have newfound respect for the guy that created the Dream Cruise. Do you know why he chose the third Saturday in August?
Because right before football season?
He went to a library to find the day that had the least amount of rain.
Okay.
Ooh! Why, that's a visionary. Come on, man.
You know, people drive it up and down one street in old cars. It's not very complicated. I don't think it requires an oral history for people to act like they're so brilliant. There have been car shows for years. I don't think this is the first cruise ever, is it?
It is for that scale.
We used to do it in Sandusky all the time.
Not like these guys.
I think it's
rained.
It's quite an amazing event. It really is. I'm not trying to put it down. But as far as reliving it, an oral history, like, we've got to get everyone together and find out how did they come up with the idea to have old cars drive up and down the same street over and over once a year.
What's really funny is, you know, most of the people quoted in there are like in their 70s or 80s, and you really get a sense of, I liked it before it was cool. Like, they're kind of ragging on it now a little bit.
Oh.
Well, not, you know.
It's too commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
I liked it when everybody wasn't in it.
Back when we could sit on the median of Woodward and throw bleach so we could have some burnouts.
Sonny, those were crazy times.
Oh, I know. They're so mad about the bleach.
And there weren't advertisers all over the place. It's been perverted. It's not pure like when we came up with the idea.
When it was a charity.
Of just driving up and down the same street over and over in old cars.
Over and over.
By the way, I've always felt that the Dream Cruise should be shut down to cars from, say, 2000 on.
Yeah.
It should only be cars that are 20 years and older, and they should pull people over if they're in cars that are too new.
In old police cars.
Why 2000?
I'm just picking maybe 1990.
I would say even before that.
Yeah, totally before that.
Although 89's a 30-year-old car.
Those weren't good.
I know.
They weren't good-looking cars.
People, sometimes they make them crazy, though. Like,
you're right. You're right. Yeah.
That period.
Tune them up.
They can have their own cruise.
They crank them up.
Yes. In some circles, this is considered a piece of automotive art.
Get nitro or whatever.
And it is getting crazy on Woodward as all those
the
people in the folding chairs who sit there all night long. I don't know. I mean, they're happy, though.
Start your engine.
Someone said the year 2000 sounds cuspy.
It's probably cuspy.
That's great.
Christopher Johns is 1980.
Oh.
That's fine. Whatever.
Sure,
it's all.
But I don't know. I can't think of a vehicle from 1980 that I think is good looking.
Can't think of too many either. That was when
they
started
boxy,
putting
they?
The emission controls on, and those great like Camaros and Firebirds all of a sudden became six cylinder slow cars.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But they're cute. They just don't go very fast. Yeah, no, that sucks.
And they're good for the environment.
It's the smallest one Detroit makes.
Was that the time when BMWs, when everybody was trying to look like a BMW too?
1980?
The sedan came in, you know, like
the boxy cars. Yeah, so the Taurus was a big seller.
All the automakers were like, we got to make our cars look like a sedan. So
I do remember when...
Sedanning of Detroit.
Sedanning.
When I first was interviewed in Detroit in 1991, driving... it wasn't that ooey. I was unemployed. I'd been fired.
Oh.
I was driving from the airport, and I swear, so I was like, something looks weird on the roads. What is it? What is so different? You know, I was coming from Phoenix, so it was weird to be in the Midwest, but I realized eventually it was... All the cars were American cars. They were all boxy American cars.
Oh, yeah.
And when I lived in Phoenix, everyone had a foreign car in Phoenix. Yeah, Nobody drove an American car. Mm.
Same thing with California when you go out there and visit.
Oh, yeah.
It's all foreign cars. And then if you see an American car, it's kind of like, ooh, look at that American car.
Yeah, that strange
know,
American car.
Quite weird. And I remember...
Go back to the 90s, faggot!
Someone yelling at you while you were driving in 91?
Yes. Audio.
That makes no sense.
That made me think of something. Somebody sent me a video of Monkey Mobile Mel.
Oh, yeah.
And did you see that email?
No.
He was. They were showing his car driving with him in it, and he was describing the sheer joy that he gets having the Monkey Mobile and how he loved the show. He used to run home from school to watch reruns in the afternoons.
Yeah, we started playing it in yesterday's show.
Oh, I think he also said his parents did not approve of it.
Wait, Mel's a rebel?
I guess so. I don't know. Is that the same video? Does it sound like it? Yeah, and of course the comments were hilarious. Most people were like, I think it's so wonderful that this man loves this car so much and it brings him such great joy. And then, of course, you go, I hear those spongy brakes. there's about seven or eight spongy brake comments in there.
But
I think it would probably be appropriate to call Karen's cousin, who has the inside from Monkey Mobile Mel, and maybe can we try to talk him into talking Mel into coming on tomorrow?
You can try. I don't think it's going to work.
Do you have the number, Brandon?
I do.
Boy, you look nervous about this.
Nah.
What's the cousin's name? Do you remember?
His name is Dave.
Dave?
Dave? Does that mean his name is Dave?
Yep.
Hall Financial Hotline's open. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. We got 12 tips.
Whoa.
The Hall Financial Hotline.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? In 1 week.
How about that?
And no raves. Actually, David Hall jumped in and congratulated us, but the sheriff, not a word. Just, I got 12 tips.
I expect 12 more next time.
Well, D. Hall himself, though. I mean,
I know.
That's pretty huge.
But it is a lot of pressure when you deal with Jess. You can click the link on the Drew and Mike Show webpage, fill out the form, they'll get back to you mighty fast, and you could save money on a refi. If you don't want to save money, do not click that link. Don't. You'll be angry. No flame out of the Batmobile, Greg points out.
That's true.
That was the breaking point.
It seemed like that might have been the straw. Although I think he thought it was going to have flame.
Hello?
And it didn't. Is Dave there?
Yep, this is him.
Dave, it's the Drew and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We heard from Karen, and Karen said that you are close to Monkey Mobile Mel, and that you could give us some insight as to how maybe we could patch things up or how we could maybe not patch things up with Mel.
Well, you kind of caught me at a bad time.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm at I'm at the race course right now. I'm about to go into a race here. So
I'm in a meeting right now.
Don't hold it up. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me, Dave, is there any hope of patching things up with Mel? Is there any hope?
I mean, well, there's always hope. I mean,
are you saying there's
hope,
a chance?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, yeah, there's always a chance at everything, you know? I mean, this is America, man.
doesn't sound good,
Drew. We like Mel. We're fans of the car. We like Mel. We had fun with Mel. I just think he thought, I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong.
Do you think you can bridge the gap for us? Can you do it?
Can I bridge the gap? I'll talk to him, sure. I mean, but like I said, right now I'm at Milan Dragway. So
this is way more important than anything you're doing.
How many plugs? How many plugs is Milan Dragway going to get out of this? Jeez. Are you a paid spokesperson?
They don't owe me anything. Believe me.
Okay. Well, as long as
I will talk to him. Sure, I can talk to him. Okay. I'm not trying to speak in his behalf, but I'm not trying to make him sound like he's a rock star or anything, but he gets a lot of interviews all the time. He seems to enjoy it. I didn't realize you guys were on the out. I mean, I don't really talk to him about that too much, I'll ask him. I wasn't aware of the fallout, but, he's a pretty tight-lipped guy, as you know. He's not, he's not very boisterous. As you kind
yeah,
of
but he loves know. Talking about his cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know.
We're not the only people that noticed that he says car instead of car, too. I noticed in the YouTube comments on one of his videos, a number of people brought it up. And there were a few people that mentioned the spongy brake accusation, which it was yeah, that upset him.
He takes a lot of pride in the stuff, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Does the Batmobile yeah. have the flame yet?
Yeah. Yes, always had oh, okay. it. He just, okay. it just, I mean, he just, I'm always urging him to use it. I just turn that bad boy on, man. Oh. Nobody.
What excuse does he give you?
It's not. Yeah.
He says, yeah, I don't maybe scare someday. People. Yeah. So,
what?
Like I said, he's a real conservative guy, real quiet, real mild-mannered. He's not the...
Until he gets in his cars.
What's that?
Until he gets in his cars.
Cars.
No, we appreciate him. He's got a lot more personality than I think you're giving him credit for. He's a funny guy
does.
In his own way.
Oh, he absolutely is a great guy, you know. But I think he's a little humble when you expect him to be... you know, talk about what well, he talks about his least favorite subject to talk about is himself. He's very, you know, very private, very mild mannered. He's total opposite of what you would think he would be. He's not ostentatious at all in any
I'm
degree.
I'm not
you know?
Braggadocious.
Yeah, I don't. Right. I just don't think we pounded that many lumps on him. I'm not sure where things went completely.
Dave, who
south.
Won the race? Is it over
well,
yet?
I'm heading to the stage lanes right now. You guys are kind of holding me up here. I'm heading to the stage lanes. I'm trying to get that line
whoa,
here.
Whoa, okay.
Well, believe me, we could have more than moved on, too. But
Dave really has to go before us.
Please try and get Mel to reconsider. We just like to talk to
absolutely.
Him and get things on an even keel again. I wasn't aware he had so many other interviews, but that's sure. really beside
well,
the point.
Well, I mean, the point being, I mean, I just assumed you guys were on the list. I didn't realize you were on the excommunication list. So I didn't realize there was a problem, to be honest.
Are we the only ones that have been excommunicated that you're aware of?
Well, he doesn't really discuss that too much. Like, I'll go in his office. He goes, excuse me, I'm about to have a meeting with one of my interviews.
He keeps it pretty, pretty close to the vest.
He's a pretty busy dude, seriously. You know, so I try not to bother him about his personal stuff too much, but I just hope I get to drive one of his cars once in a while.
Get
that's
the hell
why I'm kind
of
hanging out.
Office,
we've been there with Mel for a long time. This is a long relationship that he seems to be putting the final sparks out on. That's so sad about it.
Sure. Well, you know, like you said, just never say never, man. You never know.
All right,
it's over.
Well, Dave, give it your best shot, and we'll see if maybe we'll get back to
look
you.
Look at
it
this way. Look at it this way. You could have, been interviewing Fredo Como. Then you've really been in trouble.
Ooh, wow, wow.
Whoa, that was a slur you just used.
I got to bleep that.
Wow, Dave, you listen.
I'll do what I can. I'll tell you, I'm going to, you know, because he knows where I'm at. I just told him where I was at, so I haven't heard from him. So either he's mad at me or I'm fired.
Ooh. All right, well, you let us know, and we'll get back to you.
I will.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, you got it.
See
you. All right.
See
you. Dave?
Right.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Dave, I want you to clean out your desk.
Dave.
You're fired.
Get the fuck out of my office.
Don't you know who I am?
How many people are interviewing him? Are there really that many people?
Oh, tons.
I didn't see him
there's
in the oral history
line.
Of the Woodward Dream Cruise. That's all I'm saying.
His YouTube YouTube video that you were talking about has 200,000 hits.
How long has
I'm
it
not
been
saying
out?
He's not an interesting car owner. It is a great car. I love the Monkey Mobile. Some people question its shape. And I'm just saying, if you read the comments, it's not necessarily
that would be very sad.
It's a nice car. It's a cool car. And the show was
Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
It's a really. It was a great show. It was a cool car. The monkeys were fun. I still like the monkey songs.
Can we put that on a Twitter poll? Is the Monkey Mobile the coolest car on the planet?
Yes, I think we should.
All right.
How do you spell care, though?
Yeah. That's important.
Car.
C-A-R.
Some people spell
C-A-A-R?
It. K-E.
Care.
E-A-R.
Care.
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 Just C-Y-A-R.
By the way, I had an interesting discussion on the spelling of the word whore.
Yeah.
Someone, I don't want to say who, but someone says it should be spelled H-U-E-R.
You whore.
And I kind of like the H O O R spelling. Whore.
W H O O O R.
Yeah, it's got to be a derivative of W H. Whore.
Whore. But whore, it does kind of come from whore, doesn't it? H U E R.
Whore. Yeah. Well, whore.
Whore.
How do we get to whore from whore? By the way, how did that happen? Because
I don't get from turlet from toilet. I don't know.
Or maybe avoiding terrestrial restrictions.
Oh. don't know, was whore a problem? I didn't
know. Whore.
Saying whore.
Oh,
whore's
yeah,
a whore.
Yeah.
We had that great.
Whore's a little. That's derogatory. Whore is kind of a whimsical way.
It's cute.
It's kind of sweet.
Whore. AKA Little Miss Slut Slut.
Oh, wait. There's a great drop in Boogie Nights that reminded me of. She's a little whore and a little piece of trash.
Oh.
We don't have that anymore, do we?
I'm working on it.
Okay. I remember that. That drop is so long gone.
It's Dirk Diggler's mom.
Really?
Talking about his girlfriend.
Which one? Heather Graham? Roller Girl?
No, it's before Heather Graham, I think. But she's a little whore and a little piece of trash. And she's tearing his posters off the wall and balling them up and he's crying. So bummed.
She's a little whore and a little piece of trash.
There it is. Very nice.
Wow.
So anyway, Dream Cruise aside, and Monkey Mobile Mel, we'll put him on the back burner. I don't know if he's going to move to the front burner. He's got so many interviews.
Never. It's never going to happen.
Who else is interviewing him?
Channel 7, OMC.
Okay. Channel 7 and OMC. Whoopee-doo.
Not a chance, homo.
That's Mel's official response.
Do you think that he gets more response from his interviews on Riff and the fact that we play drops of Monkey Mobile Mel for years after our first interview?
Oh, hell
or from
yeah.
Channel 7 and WOMC? No.
Oh, hell yeah.
We made Monkey Mobile Mel. He was a pimple on a car owner's ass when we met him.
Junior, burning the bridge. Burning the bridge back down.
Did not make me.
My coach, Bob Humphrey, said, that guy's not a pimple on a ball player's ass. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we'll work on it. I think we've made the effort. I don't know what else. I mean, I will agree not to use the term spongy breaks.
We will never hear from him.
Or refer to the fact that fire never comes out of the tailpipe.
That
I bet fire is expensive, and that's why he doesn't use it.
Sounds like he's lied to Dave about it. No, it totally works. I just don't want to scare people.
Scare people?
I don't know. I mean,
we begged him to do it, and it didn't work.
Dave, it's just not safe.
He was in front of this house, this POS house, and Charlie was the one pushing it. And it didn't
Sounds
happen.
Sounds like you're throwing Charlie under the Batmobile with no fire.
It'd be Charlie. I just want to hear him. I just want to hear his voice.
I know. That's really all it's about, is just to hear him say some new things.
And it is. It is funny how into the... He is so into that
into
car.
My cares.
360 grand.
That's another story.
Too I bad think, you'll never 60, see them.
Huh? I think the conversation about what he paid for it was also... I'm not sure he was too cool with that.
Yeah, he's a very humble man.
Well, because people are like, you paid $360
yeah,
for that?
I think that's what it was. But yeah. I guess it's worth that. He could get more than that.
I don't know
he
how.
Sold
rich
it.
Bitch.
But good luck separating Monkey Mobile Mel from the Monkey Mobile. No way.
Doesn't that go into the Henry Ford then when Mel is, you know?
I'm sure.
It goes to the Dream Cruise.
If I know Monkey Mobile Mel, I would believe that the car has its own will.
Car.
Car has its own will.
It's definitely not going back to Puerto Rico.
It has its own life force.
Do we have the key?
If you don't
drop?
Like it, you can suck its cack. What?
No, we don't. I have to collect some of our old Monkey Mobile Mel drops, and I will.
Okay.
What if Mel just turned into a total, just drunk with power on his cars and became a total
jerk? I would be very sad.
It wouldn't work.
Facebook's just having its own conversations. Like the show doesn't even exist.
I know. It's great. It's kind of entertaining.
Well, they're talking about a Zoovs Twitter poll on how to spell Zoovs.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I did see
so
a correct
many variations.
Are we talking about that? Am I mistaken? Does the show come first? Or all about you people in Facebook Live?
Z-U-V-E-S, right?
Well, sometimes.
Z-O-O-V-E-S.
Sometimes Z-O-O-V-E-S. What, do you have a preference?
I think Drew established a while ago that it was Z-O-O-V-E-S.
I thought I was.
I think that's way cooler to do it
that way.
That's
a great name.
Somebody's trying to spell
it. Gives it motion.
Somebody's trying to spell Z U E V E S.
That
would be a millennial spelling for it, I guess, in a way.
We also, I remember having the conversation about Shia LaBeoufu, how you spelled Bufu, B O O F O O, or B U F U?
No.
B U F U.
Yeah. Because of what it's short. Because of what it's short for.
Okay. I get it.
For us, by us.
Oof. Okay. Today, there's so many little things going on. I have to start with Andy Dick, though, because there's video today of him getting cold cocked, and he prefers that term, by the way, not sucker punch. He prefers cold cocked. And this guy, he's not even looking at the guy. He's just kind of turning, and this guy just comes in, bam!
Who is this turd?
I don't know. He was arrested, though.
46-year-old guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Check this out, too. It looks like he hit his head on something on the way down.
Oh, they said it was a motor.
Oh, he got smoked.
Yeah, Trudy.
This is terrible.
So it's not the punch as much as it seems like he nailed his head on that motorcycle.
That's fucked up.
I know. He went down so fast.
I like how the guy picks up his drink, too, after he punches him and walks away.
You're so tough.
Oh, he hit the ground hard, too.
Oh, Andy.
I know, it's really hard to watch.
So a really slow-reacting crowd.
Wow. They were extremely slow. And they're not interested in the guy that did it at all.
But that's normal, though, isn't it?
He has a lawsuit now.
Andy does?
You should have a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah,
you
should. Absolutely. Hell yeah. You know, I was reading some comments. Can you check the comments on the story, Brandon?
Sure.
Because a lot of them were like, well, what did Andy do?
I mean, there had to be an assumption
that he did something to earn it.
He had to have provoked him, though, one way. I mean, even if it was misunderstood as to what was said, something or innocent, something had to happen. You just don't punch someone.
Original telling of the story is Andy is completely innocent in this, so.
I don't think there's anything that justifies sucker punching someone.
No.
Because you don't know it's coming. You can't respond in any way.
That's not what I'm saying. He must have said something that this dope took the wrong way or didn't like.
I suspect it doesn't look like they're even talking in that. Did you watch it, Brandon?
Maybe he made a joke about him on stage because, Andy messes with him.
Who knows?
No idea what happens prior to this video.
That's
what
I mean.
We don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he deserved it. I'm just saying that guy probably misconstrued or got mad at a joke.
But because it's Andy, I think a lot of people are implying that. What did he do? Lick his girlfriend's face?
There's a total rush to judgment against him, I think.
So
not very fair.
Anything wrong.
The comments were kind of funny. Do they have comments on the story?
From which particular story? You think?
The Yahoo story, I believe. There was a million stories with the video today. And I think I was reading the Yahoo comments. And they... I love comments. It tells you a lot. I mean, you really kind of get...
Yeah, you get the whole rounded out
commenters
story.
Are a little... Probably more dramatic than regular people, but
yeah,
he's a little eccentric, but he's a very nice man.
Was that necessary?
I'll agree with that.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything too crazy.
Okay,
Amish knockout game. I've never heard of that.
Well, let's try him. Why not?
Again,
it's been a day. Yeah, I think we should.
So
he needs to know we're concerned about it.
What does this do to the stand-up tour?
I don't know, Trudy. That's one thing I was wondering is, wait, he's doing stand-up in New Orleans? Why is he not working things out here?
Because
we were led to believe that the ball's in his court, and he's waiting here for him.
Oh, well, weren't we looking for a venue for him?
Well, there's a venue that was talking to him, and it sounded...
Oh,
I mean, but it's always easy to lay it on Andy. Like, hey, you know Andy Dick?
Yeah.
Because I sort of thought the same thing.
Andy.
I don't know. I'm very confident that he really, really wants to do this.
Sure, me too.
Andy.
But he is Andy.
Andy.
I think he's changed the name Andy, by the way.
Yeah, he totally has.
He's the first Andy I think of. Prince Andrew, I guess.
Ugh.
I know.
He's changed the name.
Yeah, he isn't helping it.
Andy.
Oh, no.
Andy.
Come on.
A mailbox belonging to...
Wow.
Oh, no, I messed up. Fuck.
That voicemail is perfect.
I cannot accept new messages at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Damn.
I got some text messages out to him, so he might respond to those.
Has he responded at all?
Not yet, but... Sometimes Andy responds quickly, sometimes he responds within a few days, and sometimes he responds with a dude's butthole picture. So you know.
It's true.
What does that mean, the butthole picture means?
It means my phone has gotten butthole pictures from him.
An invitation.
No, I just wondered if it meant everything's cool or... It was like symbolism.
He also, if you recall, 3 weeks into the Jesse Smollett story, he had no idea what about who Jesse Smollett was, what the story was. He knew nothing. I mean, he is very capable of sort of going off the grid.
Yeah.
In an Andy Dick kind of way. All right. Well, why don't we just watch the video of Andy Dick being cold cocked, which is, boy, that is hard to watch.
Maybe a possible brain bleed, which sounds real serious.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, I could absolutely see that being the case. I just hope he's okay.
I hope so, too.
But moving on to another celebrity who's having some troubles, Bam Margera, the Bamster. He was in rehab. He talked to Dr. Phil. His staff arranged everything. In fact, this is weird. Yesterday, he's getting a tattoo of Dr. Phil's name. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of rehab is this where you can get a tattoo? Because did you see that video, Brandon?
I didn't see the video of a tattoo,
did
no.
Did you see it, Mark?
No.
No? He seems okay to me. It's in the same story with the other video. If you,
it's pretty bad when Steve-O comes down on you.
What did Steve-O say? I didn't even hear.
He's like, come on, dude. We are never giving up on you after seeing the latest thing happen. But
he's a wreck.
He's an awful drunk.
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay, is this the tattoo video or the hotel video?
I'm trying to get it to load.
Okay. If you want to just get the hotel video, if you can get that one. If this is going to be a problem in this POS house with this shit Wi-Fi.
your house looks awesome, though.
I'm
driving out.
Trying
to pay my respects to Dr. Phil. I mean, I cried out on the interweb in
this
7
is the tattoo.
A.m. And that very morning, his team was there in Austin, Texas, there to get me first class to go to L.A. to get me some help. So thanks to Kat Von D and High Voltage Tattoo and Mike Instagram. But see, Mike C tattoo, rock and roll. Thanks to Dr. Phil. Yeah, I'm on.
No, he's smiling. Neat. He seems sober. Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. There he is.
I mean, when he's not sober, he's just nasty. This is him at the hotel. He's been citizen arrested, believe it or not.
Who gets citizen arrested?
A dispute in a bar. He claimed he was paid to catch this guy cheating on his wife or something. I mean, it's the most ridiculous story.
That sounds likely. Why is he blowing his cover if he was?
This is a cop telling him to get up. He's sitting on the floor.
It's also worth noting that Dr. Phil tattoo is placed right on his neck. Good spot for him.
Where else are you going to put a Dr. Phil tattoo?
This is embarrassing. Not for me, for you. I'm not trying to do it.
Man, he's starting to look like his dad.
Huh? My entire division coming to
this. It doesn't work. What you're trained to say, and please.
I'm not trained to say anything. This is.
Well, it doesn't work. I want my phone. So if you get it, I leave.
Get it.
If you don't get it, I keep doing this.
Look, you don't want to make a big scene here, and I know you don't want to go that route, so let's just kindly get up and let's go over to my
locker. I was hired for $100,000
fake
to tell somebody that he cheated on his wife.
I know exactly who you are, so I'm not.
Yeah,
so I got $100,000 to tell this fucking he's right here probably.
There he is.
Him. This piece of shit cheats on his wife. She paid me $100,000 to do this.
I don't care about any of that. Right now you're making...
Neither do I.
Well, then let's get up and we can go, or we're going to put you in handcuffs and walk you over.
I hope you rough me the fuck up.
Hey, Bam, come on.
Seriously.
Come on.
I'm serious.
This is Bam. Like a fucking reality TV show.
Yeah, Bam.
This is
stop.
Sorry.
It's not.
It actually is.
This isn't. This is my life and this is your life.
It's my life.
And I know you're fresh out of rehab, so let's get your shit together and
it
go.
It actually is. I need my phone.
Please
show up. Your piece of shit ass has to stand here.
Look, I'm not in rehab.
Neither am I.
Well, obviously, no. You're out right now.
Well, dude.
Maybe she'll stay.
Maybe she'll get a fatter head.
Good one.
And there's a phalanx of police shortly after that, and I think they're just taking him away.
But good job.
What a mess.
He reminds me of a couple friends of mine who
arresting me for what?
Who
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America, huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I knew some really fun drunks who were just, I mean, really fun drunks who liked to party, and they were the life of the party, and everybody loved them dearly. And then at some point, it turned sour.
Not fun anymore.
Not fun. People getting worried.
You mean turned that, like, in that moment or overall in their life?
Over time, yeah. They were fun drunk and they functioned pretty well. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start smelling of alcohol more often and, you know.
And you gotta babysit them. You have to.
Yeah, everybody's worried about them. And then, you know, hopefully they.
I'll be fine.
They figure it out and they get it taken care of, but.
Like
yeah!
The Hoff.
The period between when they're no longer a fun drunk and when they get sober is a really tough time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
In fact,
you drank a lot.
Quiet.
Probably landscapers.
Yeah.
Got some lovely landscaping going on.
That is so cool.
Yeah, you were doing a great job out front.
Thank you.
Red shovel. I saw.
I did. Yeah, we posted a picture on Facebook. Somebody took a picture. I didn't approve of it, but I'm working away up there with Applejack.
Yeah. It's weird you're digging dirt with the snow shovel.
Yeah. Well,
it's the only shovel he has.
It's Red Shovel Studios.
Does all the heavy lifting around here.
I try to fix this house up. This house was a total disaster. Actually, I found the old pictures.
Yeah.
Ooh,
this POS
really?
House. Yeah, the basement before anything was done to it.
Oh, we got to see that.
It's pretty bad.
Come on, your house sucks.
The studio before?
It looked like that other room over there, Trudy. The Silence of the Lambs room.
Ugh, that room was...
Oh, this was a Silence of the Lambs basement?
The broken-down porch in front.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
the cement porch that was breaking down. It was a hazard.
Oh. Come on, your house sucks.
It did suck.
You have Japanese maples.
I know.
Very pretty.
How open-minded.
I'm a very progressive person.
Japanese?
Oh.
So, Bam Margera, I got a friend who's a couple years behind me and from high school, you know, friends from way back from grade school. And he's got buddies in his class who I knew who were really fun guys. And one of them just died. I mean, of alcoholism.
Oh,
just drank himself to death. And a couple others.
Just seems impossible. I mean, I know what happens, but.
I know. He really did. And actually, you know what? It wasn't that he drank himself, you know, had a 0.50 blood alcohol. He just drank over time. And he died. Probably, you know, God, what was he, 52 years old or something at the time? Yeah. And the two other guys who he's always concerned about, as is everyone else, one of them hasn't worked in, I think, 10 or 11 years.
Really?
I can't work.
What's he do for money?
I don't know. I really don't. Huh. But, you know, and just the devastation it causes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's almost like they need that Aussie gene you were telling me about, Trudy.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the story?
I didn't see that. That was news to me. Explain that to the world. That's exciting gene to have.
Breakthrough.
I want to be tested immediately.
I want some gene editing on mine.
Definitely. They need to. They can splice genes into, you know, like regular people. So what they need is to go get the Aussie gene, which they discovered, and they claim that he's the only person who has it. But I think they haven't tested very many people.
Yeah.
It's a Massachusetts-based human genome company called Gnome, and they tested Aussie because they, frankly, wanted to know how he could survive so much heavy drinking and drugging over all those years. And they said that he has sort of he's a genetic mutant, so that he's able to survive all of that stuff. It helps him cope with that. And then they also say that, you know, you have a gene for sweet tooth or liking coffee or, you know, tendencies towards alcohol or, you know, being into sex, being not into sex, all of that.
Yep.
Kind of written in your genes. But they have a book, Pleased to Meet Me, Genes, Germs, and the Curious Forces That Make Us Who We Are. So.
Oh, so now they're selling a book.
Like I got book plug in, Trudy.
I think Keith Richards has that gene, too.
I think so, too, but he obviously hasn't been tested, or he would have been included, I think, in this article. But I think it's an interesting thought, though.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, because some people just topple over, you know, the first year they're doing heroin.
Yeah.
And there's other people who do heroin for 40 years.
Untouched.
And they function.
They're stronger for it.
I've been watching Intervention and Binges again, and I'm just incredulous that people go on and on like that. But the part, it's not the heroin part that blows my mind.
I'm walking on sunshine.
It's the people around him who put up with them.
Yeah.
You know, these families who, you know, you've got mom and sis and bro and stepdad or something, and then you've got, you know, hot daughter on heroin. And, you know, who's bumming money from everybody, who's pawning stuff, who's, you know, just doing crazy shit. And they just keep, well, I can't put her on the streets because what'll happen to her on the streets? And, you know, if I don't give her money, she'll get sick.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the point.
It's amazing, though. I just can't picture.
Well, I mean, they got to be receptive to an intervention, too. You know, some people just aren't.
Let's go in the living room.
Like this episode of Intervention that was on
listen,
recently.
Listen, ambush, you lied to me.
Dylan, my name is Ellen Marks. I'm an alcoholism counselor.
Well, your parents must be so proud. Don't tell me. This is the part where I say, hi, I'm Dylan, I'm an alcoholic. Yeah.
No, not yet.
Friends are worried about you.
Who asked you?
Come on, now, let's just sit down.
Mind your own business, Brandon.
You're such Dylan, a rebel.
It took a lot of time and effort for everyone to come here today.
You know what? If I need help, I'll go to AA.
It took a lot of courage for everyone to do this. I think you at least owe it to them to listen, don't you?
I don't even know you, so where do you get off telling me who I owe what to?
Exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
This better be good.
I'm on Team Dylan.
Be entertaining. And I'm leaving.
I think all the people he's hurt, Drew.
Who'd like to start?
Like,
look, Dylan, you might have given up on yourself, but I'm here for a very selfish reason. You saved my life once. We were up on a mountain when we were camping that time, you remember?
Fake.
Yeah, I remember, so what?
So when I see you getting all boozed up and all geezed up on coke or whatever you're killing yourself with, I can't help thinking, what's going to happen next time if you're not there?
Yeah. You fall off the mountain. Come on, save your business, Brandon.
Yeah, well, I can't agree with you on that one, Dylan.
Uh-oh.
Did you forget about the David's little incident involved. That it's happened over at David the beach
Silver.
Apartment?
Yeah.
I was wasted on meth. Cops were banging on the door.
Huh?
You saved me then.
Look, David. These guys are like 14. Brandon just
what's going on?
One.
I know David's already
Dylan,
in recovery from meth.
We don't want to bury you.
So put your shovels away because nobody's dying.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You're not fine. I'm fine.
Yes,
people who get
gene.
High and
sounds
play with guns are not fine.
I don't know. Sounds like he's all geezed out.
I'll be fine.
I'm on Team Dylan all the
I'm
way.
I'm going to the hospital. I'm just, I go to meetings. I talk to people, but I handle it myself.
I'm not so sure of that.
You're not so sure? Is that what you want, all of you? Are you sure? Can you fix my problem?
Yeah.
Because I can do that. I can go to rehab. I can do 2 weeks in rehab, stand on my head.
2 weeks.
What you got to be ready for is a result of your little experiment when I get out, because you know what I think you're going to see?
What?
I think you're going to see that you all need me to be sick. Yeah, because that way, you look a lot better.
That is
see,
so
your
heavy.
Your lives look perfect and shiny, but only compared to my pathetic little existence, right?
So deep.
I'm sick of giving you the satisfaction. Yeah, I'll go.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
He is. That is so deep.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's onto something there. The dog days of summer are here. That can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room, so it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments. Yes, it's time to move everything out from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Get the 19s out, bring the 20s on, and the savings go to you, of course, if you lease a 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. How about a Ram truck? Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon not-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then there's the $1,500 you can save if you go to Dr. Yaldo right now.
Yeah!
Right now, Dr. Yaldo offering $1,500 off. Mention the Drew and Mike show. Tell them about your crappy vision. And maybe it's just LASIK surgery, which has covered 30,000 satisfied patients so far. Get your 20/20 vision or better in so many cases. Throw away all the contacts and glasses. Or maybe it's the multifocal lens exchange procedure that also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and older. Go along with 20/20 or better far vision. $1,500
off. I don't know his phone number.
This is... This is not one of those things that insurance will cover. So, hey, $1,500 off is $1,500 in your pocket. It just takes a few minutes. It's painless, and you get to throw away all those contacts, glasses, and all the old technology. It's so easy. Go to Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You're supposed to get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. And if you opt not to get LASIK and save $1,500, you could pick up some new frames, some new fancy schmancy designer frames or sunglasses. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I don't call anybody.
It's Magic Johnson's birthday today. And
Oh.
I was looking for something.
This is quite a celebration, by the way.
And that was it.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done? Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
Magic is tweeting out his top 60s for his 60th birthday.
As everybody does when they turn 60, right?
Well, 60 is such a great round number that, you know, I always see top 60 lists.
What the hell,
60
Magic?
Is like, it's just too many. It's too long a list, isn't it?
Yes. It's
I mean, unless you're doing
long.
Something really exhaustive, but we're talking about Magic Johnson here.
He's
I mean,
got well, AIDS.
Did he have his top 60 movies?
He did. That was one of the lists.
I'm kind of interested in his top 60 movies.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
Top 60 movies?
Just to get a feel for what Magic likes to do in his spare time.
Brandon has the most irrelevant list up there, the 60 people that have helped him in business.
In business and basketball. And I don't think Jeannie Buss is on here.
You don't? Oh, really? But Dr. Jerry Buss is number one. But who the hell is Dr. Red and Dr. Tucker?
I think probably AIDS people.
Making. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. I'm just guessing.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
He's got AIDS.
Has he ever addressed how he.
Stephen A. Smith.
How he reversed it?
Is he an example for children?
Yeah, yeah, money, Trudy.
He took money and he put it in a syringe and he injected it into his blood.
Right. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Big bucks. The fanciest
drugs known to mankind. I'm waiting.
60 favorite music groups. Okay.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jackson 5, Earth, Wind & Fire, the OJs, Commodores, LTD.
LTD. It's back LTD. In love again. Turn back, turn back. Mm. Isn't that
I don't
LTD,
know.
Trudy?
I don't know.
You don't know that song?
I don't know LTD that much.
Like Destiny's Child.
And it was a terribly boxy car.
I'm surprised that Jackson 5 is number one.
Hall & Oates, number 32.
Oh, you said Back in Love Again, right?
Yeah, Back in Love Again. There it is.
Oh, you see Magic boogieing into this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Running the fast break to this?
I see EJ getting down, too.
Doing that.
What up, what up, what up?
Funky.
What kind of a guy goes to every city and has sex with every girl?
Oh, the top 60 hip-hop artists? Tupac, number one.
Ugh. Tribe 5th, hey.
Notorious B.I.G.L. Cool J, who cares? Eminem is 21.
Where's Joe Budden?
Dre only 18. Next list.
Let's see, the next list is...
How many top 60s does he have?
Magic top 60 female
R&B. Get out of here.
Aretha Franklin, number one. He has whatever. R-E-S-P-C-T.
Are they all music?
I think Magic's got a lot of time on his hands.
Brandy. Sounds like it.
Is Jay-Z on any of those lists? Yeah.
There's no African-American. Never mind.
Jay-Z would have been on this list here. Yeah, Jay-Z's number 28 on his top 60 hip-hop artists.
What if people are getting angry about being too low or too high on the list?
I'm sorry. I didn't.
He also has a top 60 male R&B artists, topped by Michael Jackson, Prince, and Stevie Wonder.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Mm-hmm. Here is a man who's he acts so holy.
Okay. Next list is the top 60 TV shows. Oh. 21 Jump Street, number one.
What?
Magic.
21
what
Jump
are you
Street?
Talking about?
Are you kidding?
Get it out of here.
He also loved The Three Stooges, A Different World, Alfred Hitchcock.
A Different World? That show was terrible.
I could honestly see Magic sitting down watching The Three Stooges and laughing his ass off.
Yeah, I could. It'd be funny to watch him, I bet.
Yeah.
Judge Mathis, 33.
What's happening?
Judge Judy, 32.
PTI, ugh.
The Oprah Winfrey Show, 41.
Is Magic turning 80 or 60? Why are they so old?
Wait, Mannix? He actually has Mannix on the list?
There's
I barely
no
remember that show.
He's got Law & Order, followed by Law & Order SVU.
Wait, Sanford and Son is only number 46 on Magic's Top 60? I'm outraged.
I suspect he was just throwing lists together.
What's happening is 60.
Wait a sec. Are they in alphabetical order? Is that what it is?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No, no, they're not. No, no, no.
Well, no, because MASH is there.
They are. Look
at Oprah Winfrey, yeah, ahead of the power and
PTI.
Look
at all the thes.
So he doesn't order them at all.
Here he is trying his best.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street, because the number is ahead of, the Three Stooges. That's not the...
Well, three, I guess, number three. That's how Magic organizes alphabetical.
But he didn't use the number three. He spelled three.
I know.
It should be further down.
It says top 60 places to travel begin with Amsterdam.
Anguilla.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing. Such a stupid remark.
List is so stupid. I'm really ashamed we're even talking about movies. I wouldn't mind seeing if we ever get to it.
It's top 60 athletes turned entrepreneurs.
Oh, that's a relatable list. That's a really relatable list.
Where's he on that list?
Who? Magic should be number one. John Madden.
Dan Marino with the gloves.
He's not on there, no.
Yeah, Dan Marino's on there.
No. I mean, Magic didn't put himself on there.
Vinny Johnson?
Hell, Vinny Johnson does really well. He does. Oh, yeah.
That's why he had such good seats at Seeger.
Yeah. Michael Jordan.
This makes sense because I did see his movies, if we can find it. Here it is. The top 60 films. The Godfather, A Piece of the Action, which is a Bill Cosby fluke. I thought it was number two.
I'm just telling you. He does nothing.
Bad Boys, Barbershop, The Best Man, Beverly Hills Cop, Black Klansman, Black Panther, Boomerang, Boys in the Hood.
Oh, he's got some new ones.
He doesn't
on.
Like
he loves
a lot of,
Ghost.
He seemed to like a lot of white actors.
Here he is. He likes Ghost. He likes Patrick Swayze.
Really? Ghost? Magic?
Goodfellas.
It doesn't matter. I'm hurt, but it doesn't matter.
The Bourne Identity. Jerry Maguire.
That's a good movie. I like Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm. Ocean's 11.
Could you see you sitting down and watching Jerry Maguire with Magic?
Top Gun. I think he would laugh a lot.
Show Me the Money. He loved that line.
Jungle Fever. He likes that.
How many people say XXX is their favorite movie?
Superfly.
A guy who's making an alphabetical list of movies, and he gets to the end, doesn't have enough movies, so he chooses that one because it's an X. Well,
Rush Hour is on the list. Scarface. Shaft.
What is Sparkle?
He's got the 2019 version of Shaft.
Oh, Sparkle is that terrible movie with Mariah Carey.
What?
Did he have a walk-on?
That's on his list.
Did he have a cameo in that movie? Why is it on his list?
Come on, Magic.
Get it out of here.
I think he just...
You had me at Hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
Oh, man.
Top 60 list.
That's the biggest waste of time, Magic.
And the lists are terrible.
Yeah. I don't think he put much time into it at all.
Okay. Well,
we want to help people.
I know why he likes it, because it takes place in Detroit.
What does?
Sparkle.
Oh. It's not doing it for me.
It's a pretty weak reason.
Hey?
Weird.
Hometown?
All I know is...
He's got AIDS.
Okay, well, let's move on. It's been
a
tough week.
AIDS.
It's been a tough week for CNN, as started with Chris Cuomo. Calling himself, he was called Fredo, and he came unglued, declared it the N-word, or the equivalent of the N-word.
How long has he waited for that to happen so he could pull that on
Trudy,
people?
He did not think this out very well because, you know, he exploded at this guy, threatened to throw him down the stairs, and, you know, a lot of cursing and so on and so forth. Not very TV personality-like.
No.
And CNN said they supported him fully. That he was set up.
They called it a slur.
An ethnic slur.
They called it an ethnic slur, only to find out that Chris Cuomo said the word himself.
Oh, well, maybe it is the new N-word then.
Well, why did he?
There is a group of people, of politicos, who always hint that they might run, but don't necessarily plunge all the way.
Nice accent.
And they are members of La Cuomo Nostra.
So who am I then, Fredo?
Yes.
He said the N-word.
Well, yeah. I mean, He's Fredo. He's allowed to say it.
But you can't say it. No, you can't say it.
Wait. Well, black
people. He's Italian.
What have they reclaimed it to?
Yeah. Italians reclaimed Fredo.
I never heard about that.
They didn't bury
it. I never heard about it being a slur in the first place. But
it's not.
He also allowed someone else to call someone Fredo, Don Jr., on his TV show, and he had no reaction. He did not say that's inappropriate or anything at all.
Don Jr. is an Italian, so he didn't have to defend him from that. Slur.
Why is everyone making excuses for Chris Cuomo?
I don't know.
This is the new N-word.
No, I mean, I think it's he's got not a leg to stand on in this thing. He made a big deal as if this is the worst thing anyone could ever say. And then, of course, he's on tape saying it and having it said on his show and not responding. And the funny thing is CNN calls it a slur.
Mm-hmm. So do we have to call it the F word?
Can't say Fredo anymore?
It's not a slur. So
you have to
no.
bleep me when I say it, that word? No, it's ridiculous. It's the name of a character in The Godfather. Mm-hmm. It's what everyone thought it was. When it came up in this conversation where he unloaded on this guy.
Well, in his defense, it is not appropriate to call anybody buckwheat.
No. What? How's that in his defense?
How does that work?
I mean, come on. You're not supposed to. That they consider that an ethnic slur as well.
But the word.
Has that ever happened?
I don't even know where buckwheat came from.
Has that ever happened? Well,
where's the origination of buckwheat?
From our gang.
Little Rascal.
Little
Rascal.
Only black guy, yeah.
Well, that would have a little different context, wouldn't it, than a brother who is the weak brother?
Yeah, well, imagine that. That context matters. And I think what Cuomo was just sick of whatever this guy was doing and kind of trying to get him to react. And the thing is, the other guy won because you did react, Cuomo.
No, and he as the day wore on, eventually he said that he overreacted and he regretted his behavior. But I just thought it was the whole thing was weird. First of all, him declaring this to be the worst word you can call an Italian person, similar to the N-word. I would have thought some people would have gotten on him for comparing it to the N-word.
Some people
first
did.
Of all.
Yeah,
they did?
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't even know that.
He needs to dial back the roids a bit.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that CNN would put out this notice of support. And have they put one out for Don Lemon of a similar nature? Are they supporting Don Lemon?
I believe they will.
Hey, Don Lemon, squeezy, keep it easy.
The story is so bizarre.
It is crazy.
I don't know if I believe it either. But
I tell you what, it's a strange thing to make up. CNN's Don Lemon is denying accusations from Hora Hampton's bartender, accused the television host of assaulting him at a New York bar last year. Dustin Heiss sued Lemon Sunday for a demeaning, unprovoked, and offensive assault that alleged it took place at Murph's Backstreet Tavern. Murph sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Tavern in Sag Harbor. A CNN spokesperson told USA Today Don categorically denies these claims. The plaintiff has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN. Oh, really? Are we going there?
Well, he did delete his Twitter before filing the lawsuit, which is kind of odd.
Well.
I mean. Well, whatever. Okay. In the lawsuit, Heiss says he encountered Lemon at the tavern when he went out for drinks with friends following a shift at the Old Stove Pub. Heiss said he offered to buy the TV host a vodka drink called a Lemon Drop, but Lemon declined.
Oh, a good old-fashioned lemon party. I call first squeeze.
How silly does this sound so far?
Yeah.
Heiss alleges Lemon approached him later that night where the assault took place. Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts, vigorously rubbed his genitalia, removed his hand, and shoved his index finger and middle fingers into Heiss's mustache and under Heiss's nose.
Did he throw up?
Heiss claims Lemon proceeded to ask questions about his sexual preferences, saying, "Do you like vagina or penis?"
Penis.
While saying this, Mr. Lemon continued to shove his fingers into Heiss's face with aggression and hostility.
Now, the story I have says he said, "Do you like pussy or dick?"
Yeah, I saw the same.
That's what I first read. When I saw the story, too. Yeah.
Someone's changing it.
Well, I don't know why USA Today has a different version. They have it in parentheses, though, so they're avoiding the term entirely.
Did that guy shave his mustache immediately?
I'm just trying to think. If I was going to accuse someone of sexually assaulting me and I was going to make something up, I don't think I would make up someone rubbing their genitalia vigorously and sticking two fingers in my mustache.
No, probably not.
That's really a weird thing to make up.
Oh, that stinks.
No, that doesn't mean it's true.
As
a result of the attack, Heiss said he suffered severe emotional stress and loss of future earnings and opportunities. Heiss added in the suit that CNN Tonight host is not a staunch advocate for the Me Too that he saw on television. When the cameras are turned off, Mr. Lemon's actions are in stark and disturbing contrast to the public persona he attempts to convey.
I like the part two where Heiss fled the bar, took 5 to 10 minutes collecting himself before he was able to return inside, having recovered from the incident, which left him shocked and humiliated.
It would be a bit humiliating.
Don Lemon was gone. And to add insult to injury, too, apparently this victim, whenever he goes out to a bar now, people order lemon drops for him.
Well, Well, makes life, sense. If life gives you lemon drops.
Yeah, drink them.
Sure.
So I haven't heard anything more about this particular incident. I don't know, are there any witnesses or anybody talking?
Well, he was with a bunch of people, so yeah, you think there'd be plenty of witnesses.
Who, Heiss or Don Lemon?
Both of them, I thought. That's what the story said. Because he was partying with guys he worked with afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that we'll hear from witnesses eventually.
Has Murph spoken out?
I don't think we've heard from Murph.
The owner of the tavern. Well, it looks kind of a dump, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look like a dump. I was, by the way, does Don Lemon really go to Murph's? Because that's the part that I looked
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't
said,
think
Don
so
Lemon
either.
Really
that
goes
place?
To Murph's?
Yeah.
Really?
Does it look like a Don Lemon hangout?
No.
Although he is the dumbest man in the media. He is so bad. You ever watch his show?
I can't stand
it's
him.
It's laughably bad.
He is the most self-righteous human being alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would be very out of character with his television persona. For him to vigorously rub his genitals and stick his hand in someone's face,
I think this guy worked for a radio station, too, because he's wearing a 97.9 WRMF staff.
Heiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old picture of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he was not the guy I was picturing in my mind.
No.
He's a white guy who seems to bleach his hair.
He looks super tall, too.
A lot of bleached hair in the news today. Doesn't his hair look bleached?
Yeah. Oh, no, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Is he true?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's nothing, nothing compared to Todd Chrisley, who has the most frosted tips in the history of frosted tips.
I know.
Now, Todd Chrisley is one of these people, I never knew who he was, I never bumped into him, and then all of a sudden he shows up in the news, and I'm like, oh, who is this guy? And it turns out he's got this show called Chrisley Knows Best.
It's a big show, it's got spinoffs.
Yeah, I guess it does very well on the USA Net. It's one of those. Do they have a million kids?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So it's one of those.
Are they really religious? He's a real estate guy.
Yeah, he made 95% of my income. I made in real estate.
His
next 95% of the income I made is from real estate. R-E-L-L estate.
What is that?
I'm also a germaphobe. Do you know he's a germaphobe?
Do you know who he reminds me of? Jim J. Bullock.
He does. Yeah, Trudy. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Jim J. Bullock from Married with
Tammy Faye Baker's partner.
They had
a TV show together.
Oh, that's right. There he is. Look, see?
Last time you thought of Jim J. Bullock.
I don't know why.
I want the most frosted tips you've ever sent anyone out of the salon in.
That picture of the black
the
and
most
white.
Frosted tips ever.
Highlight, though.
He is the most
fucking highlight, though.
If he's heterosexual, he is the most effeminate heterosexual this side of Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual. He is really, really effeminate. Now, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying he sounds extremely effeminate.
But you haven't even said why he's in the news today.
Well,
that's insane.
He's this, you know, multimillionaire who has this gigantic family and has this reality show, and he's accused of tax evasion. Bank fraud, wire fraud, from 2013 to 2016, securing loans with fraudulent documents, uses production company to hide income.
I heard he's the flamer.
And also for overuse of frosted tips, almost all the way to the roots.
It just kills me because every picture with him, he's got this giant smile like, I've just been arrested for tax evasion. Like, he's really excited.
Do we have some audio of Todd Chrisley?
I just don't believe this. I ought to kick your ass all across this room.
We need some audio of Todd Chrisley, just to make the point.
Yum, yum, yummy beer.
He is the most effeminate sounding heterosexual. He's just one of those. I know, it's weird.
In that picture.
I don't care. I really don't.
Him with his wife looks super awkward.
She looks more masculine than him by far, doesn't she?
She has her hands kind of like around herself, and he's sort of better.
She looks like she's protecting herself.
Tentatively on
him.
Yeah, he does not look comfortable holding her.
Oh, no. They're in love.
Is there some Todd Chrisley audio, Brandon?
Trying to bring it up.
Okay.
I'm glad you believe in that.
Boy, the internet's really killing it.
Please give me 5 minutes alone with her. She'd be screaming. Check out the ass on page 47. You just want to eat it right off the page.
His defense, by the way, just crazy. He's got some employee who forges documents and does all these things, and it's all his fault, and he didn't do anything. And it sounded like That would take some kind of access to be doing all the things that this employee is supposedly doing.
Where's this guy then?
And they've got stuff where he's literally congratulating this guy.
This is good.
Very young.
Fraudulent documents.
It's supposed to be because I am young.
Maybe for Medicare.
Look at this. Look how my ass looks at this.
Jesus Christ, man. Nobody's looking at that.
You would be surprised at how many people look at me. You need to take a picture of this. You know, and take it like up because it makes me look taller and thinner.
Okay, Meryl. I never thought I could hate shopping until today.
I can't believe you just said
Pause
that.
For a sec.
I mean,
is that his son?
It is.
I believe that is his son.
I think he appears a little more effeminate than even his dad.
They are great actors.
Okay, Meryl. I never thought I could hate shopping until today.
I can't believe you just said that. I mean, it can't be that bad.
Oh, it can.
Do you see the thigh gap? Look.
That's for girls.
So I just stand like this.
Dude, you're so extra.
Now you know this looks good.
No. All right, let me try on some stuff now.
No, because I'm not done.
This is a TV show, huh?
Oh, that highlight doll.
People?
Are those highlight dolls?
Are those not the most frosted tips you've ever seen?
They're incredibly frosted.
So frosted. I want the most frosted tips possibly ever.
When you think they're frosted, just keep frosting them.
Just keep frosting them. I just want a hint of the root. Just a hint. Everything else frosted.
Just so they know it's not
Should
natural.
Should not be shacked up before you get married.
Don't see right there, Todd.
I'm not saying you a hoe.
That's what you said.
I'm saying you...
Trust me, I am a hoe.
I'm saying you exhibit hoe behavior.
What a douche.
Hoe behavior. You exhibit hoe behavior.
Hey, I was reading about Jim J. Bullock because who has thought about Jim J. Bullock in years besides Trudy? And did you know in 1999 he was arrested for possession of crystal meth?
Yeah, I did know that.
Could you picture him on crystal meth?
Was that before his show with Tammy Faye? I think it was.
It must have been. I don't remember that show either.
Oh, yeah.
Why was it crystal meth? I mean, did they put the crystal in to make it sound
fancy?
You know, that's a good question, Trudy.
Isn't it just meth?
Reminds me, there's a new edition of Cops.
Really?
I watched it last night. I'm trying to think if there's anything. It wasn't my favorite episode.
Ooh,
it was right after the Jim J. and Tammy Faye show debuted.
Really? Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, it was during the show.
It drove him to crystal
meth. She got cancer, so they... Jim J. continued with a new co-host, Ann Abernathy. And the show quickly became the Jim J. and Ann show until it was canceled.
And people watched it? And people watched that?
I think when Tammy Faye was on, they watched it because it was kind of a comeback for her.
How do these people missing from their lives?
Good question. Tammy Faye was amusing. She could be amusing. I could see some dopes liking Tammy Faye.
I mean, taking
her seriously.
A lot of things to do.
I watched PTL to be amused. I mean, it was a funny show if you were watching it the way
I
watched it. it was really, you know, all they did was ask for money. They talked about money constantly.
Yeah, you're an atypical audience member, though. The rest of the people who are watching it, what for?
Those are people giving them.
I'm a God warrior!
I guess.
Where's Jim J. Bullock now?
I don't know. I'm looking for his phone number.
Oh, really?
He's done a few acting gigs.
You get him to comment on this Chris Lee guy?
That's the only reason to call him, Trudy.
I'm kind of fascinated that...
James Jackson Bullock.
Jib Bullock. What's this? Jib J. Bullock?
Jib J.
I go by Jib J. Bullock. I use three names. I don't know why. Jib and J are very close in sound. But I just like having three names. Jim J. Bullock, that's my name. Or Tabby Faye Baker, so we both have three names, and it works out very nicely. We're a crazy team, the disgraced ex-wife of the jailed Jim Baker, B-A-K-K-E-R, and me, Jim J. Bullock, the
I
want to
take
gay
you
host.
In for a backstage tour.
Who is accepted by Tabby Faye Baker.
Oh, this is a wear of
the You
hat,
have to
Jim
see my boots. My boots are the British flag. They're patent leather. They start here.
No one needs to see those.
They
Jim
go
J.
all the way down. It's based on
I
a true story.
No secret of my
Pinky Boots, the Tony Award winning musical.
I think it's an
asset. It's about this young man, Charlie, who inherits a shoe factory.
Lord. Sounds like a great show.
That's some highlights of the Jim J. Bullock show.
Really?
The Druid Bike show.
Highlights.
When the pitch came for this show, Dan Weaver is who I met with, who was our producer.
I said, I have mine a co-host for you.
A Rolodex is going in my
Tabby
head.
Tabby Faye Baker.
And I said, Tammy Faye.
Tammy Faye? And I can't say what I said. She's at...
He's so funny.
Astros, crazy. That's what I said. Yeah. Just call us Mr. and Ms. Ship. We're putting up fun today on Jim Day and Tammy Faye.
Jim Day and Tammy Faye.
Tammy just didn't understand why we couldn't have a fancier set. And she's going, I don't understand. It looks like Sanford and Sons.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Sanford and Sons.
He had those red, white, and blue boots. Jim,
kind of like Charlie LaDuff's boots.
A little, except Charlie's are much straighter. But John Daly and his...
What do you mean by that?
His flag pants.
John Daly?
Posing
John Daly was on the golf course with Donald Trump. And he said that...
Like American flag shorts.
Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
Would you wear
those?
He always
has wild pants, but...
Would you wear those?
He said, no, I would not. I don't think I would.
Mark, you like to wear shorts.
No.
He said that Donald Trump did not cheat on the golf course, but Bill Clinton did.
Ooh.
Apparently he played with Bill Clinton.
Not a bad golfer.
He has bleached hair, too.
I don't know. He's always had that color hair.
All natural.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Who knows? It's funny. I was inclined to think it was all natural.
I think so.
Certainly not the frosted tips look of...
No.
Todd Chrisley.
And back at the 18, Tiger for an easy birdie. Oh.
God.
And it's not a sports podcast.
That's right. So, I guess we're done with Todd Chrisley.
It's crazy.
12 counts of tax evasion.
Back How many from, followers do you think Jim J. Bullock has on
Twitter?
12,000.
I'm going to say he has, he could be a gay activist, so therefore I'm going to say he has 220,000.
617.
Whoa! Oh, wait, 617?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all?
Yes. He hasn't, maybe, he hasn't tweeted since 2013.
Maybe he needs to be a gay activist.
He's only tweeted.
I got like some more followers.
What did
three
he
times.
Tweet?
A retweet of somebody, something that says sing, dance, and celebrate.
Somebody should tweet at him.
Yeah, that he
sing, dance, it's all right.
He tweeted, Silencio.
What could get more likes than sing, dance, it's all right? What could possibly get more likes than retweets?
Nothing.
Add some comments, too, I'm sure. Okay. So, was there somebody we're going to call besides Andy Dick? And Elaine Dykstra, we're bleep out of luck with him. Brandon just farted.
No.
He's facing the board again. He's in fart position.
I was looking for another number.
No, you were not. Brandon has an official fart position.
I got a wild call today from somebody who was speaking Chinese to me.
Oh, cool.
We got one yesterday at the
that?
Studio.
Really?
And I picked it up, and I meant to put it through the board, but you guys were talking about
and it's
something
just Chinese.
Else. It was all in some sort of
what did he want?
Chinese or Japanese or Korean.
I don't know. No
idea.
Mm. But that
I got the same call.
It's kind of weird. It's sort of ominous. I feel pretty weird about getting a phone call.
Did you say?
Chang, chang, chong, chong. I can't understand you.
I tried to record it into Vox Pro because I wanted to translate it, but it cut off.
Know I don't go Chinese. I'm sorry. I don't speak Japanese.
That's what I should have said.
The Epstein story, I guess we should have the latest on the Epstein story. There really isn't that much new. Brandon.
Well, except for
he wasn't in fart position.
No, I'm telling
he
you.
Was.
That was fake. That was trying to throw us off the scent.
Ugh, good. I want to be thrown off that scent.
I'm sorry.
Anywhere near that scent.
The weirdest thing about Epstein today is that he has a painting of Bill Clinton in a blue dress in his Manhattan mansion.
Yeah.
And he's wearing
high heels.
Heels and... What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Did they show the photo?
Yeah, Daily Mail has it. So it's pretty sexy.
So who paints that? Does he commission that? He's got more money than...
Good question.
Huh.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine was found.
Yeah,
yes.
She's a homebody.
Oh, she's living her best life. I'm so happy
she's
for her.
She's a cougar now, too.
She's living in a $3 million oceanfront mansion at Manchester by the Sea. the place from the infamous movie, of course.
And she never comes out because she's just a homebody.
And
it made it sound like she was just.
I don't think she wants to be seen a whole lot.
No.
I know. You're right, True. They made it seem like, oh, she just doesn't like going out anymore. Mm-hmm. Not because she needs to hide.
You know, I hate to be this way, but this guy that she's with, he's a CEO of a tech company, Scott Borgensen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, obviously hot shit. He's got a $3 million oceanfront mansion. She sold her place for $15 million back in 2016, so she's made a money, too. She's a socialite daughter of Robert Maxwell. So, you know, there's money everywhere, and she was quietly enjoying life with this 43-year-old tech CEO. She's 57, so, yeah, she's a cougar. I guess you'd say that.
Loves threesomes.
She likes them young, too, huh? I immediately was wondering, does she strap one on for Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Just speculating. Yeah. I don't know.
Sure,
it just
she
seemed
does.
Like she liked strapping them on in those threesomes with Epi and those young girls.
Epi.
It's ridiculous. But anyway, I don't know. This thing is moving so slowly. Why is it that they just searched his island mm-hmm. just now?
Mm-hmm.
He has to die before they can search his island. What, is it not okay with him?
Slow down.
I mean, really, honestly, did everybody say that when they said, wait, they're finally searching? They've never searched this before?
I assumed it had already been searched. I mean, Lisa Guerrero searched it before the FBI.
Right.
They reported that some of the locals said that they've been carrying stuff off that island for the last 4 weeks.
Of course.
They said stuff has been leaving there and going off in boats.
The question
and
is, who's
to Never
been
Never
taking
Neverland.
It? Yeah, and where's it going? Who's taking it?
I don't know. His people. But when you got money like that, you pay people to do stuff like that.
I guess.
You specifically have told them you activate if I am.
But now that he's dead,
killed. You think,
I mean, they're still not doing it now that he's dead. Why not just?
They're doing it now. They did it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, they just searched the island.
How are they going to get
just
paid?
Searched it. No. The FBI.
Oh, no, I know. But you said NYPD. Other people were taking stuff off the island.
His people.
Yeah. So why don't they just hand that stuff over now that he's dead? They're not going to get paid
because
anymore,
they probably
are they?
Got a paycheck.
Oh, they could
complete that
they
mission.
Could still be paid. They could be paid by the estate.
Yeah.
They might.
Brother.
But all their assets are frozen, though.
I don't know.
Always
I mean,
got
I,
money, secret money somewhere.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm so naive.
Personally, I just don't understand. Why would they not have searched that island before? What in the fuck is going on with this thing? Everybody who's involved, all these people who are procuring 14-year-old girls for him, scheduling them, paying them, they know exactly what's going on, putting dildos in the dildo crib for him.
That's right.
I mean, all these people know what's going on. None of them have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. We know who they are. They're named in a million civil suits. They were immunized in 2007 or 2008 or whenever that was, which is unheard of, too. In fact, everyone says, never heard of a plea deal like that, where you're immunizing people who aren't even charged.
Future charges.
Yeah, all these people, everyone. I mean, it's like throw in the kitchen sink. It's clear that his defense attorneys made this deal. In fact, the government at one point said they offered, you know, we would accept a charge of, I don't know what the charge was exactly. It was for obstructing justice because they were paying off witnesses and doing all kinds of crazy things. And they said, it won't be necessary. So in other words, they thought they were giving them something, you know, to get something else. And they just said, no, we don't need to charge them. Why would we charge
Nobody
them?
Understands
Witness
it.
Tampering? Who cares?
Well, he invited so many different people to Whore Island or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
he wanted these people have sex with these young girls because it gave him more power. He had something on them.
He had influence over them. So in these instances, he's fine. He's taken care of.
Is that island, is that under the United States or is it another jurisdiction?
I'm not sure. They searched it,
though. I don't know what the holdup would be.
I don't know either. They could search it yesterday. They could have searched it a week ago. They could have searched it a year ago. Why this thing is so slow moving and has always been slow moving. I understand the document dump was a big deal.
Well, it's part of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
It is. Okay, that was my question. So, yeah, they could have.
They knew plenty. Well, they just searched it, so we know they can search it. The two guards, by the way, who were asleep, supposedly, and falsified records to say they haven't been interviewed yet.
No, I'm still sleeping.
What do you mean they haven't been interviewed yet?
Well, they're still sleeping.
What, do you need them to get a good story together before they're interviewed?
Yeah.
Is this Epstein's people running?
Son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
Are Epstein's people running the investigation? Because we understand that his attorneys got him taken off suicide watch. Oh, it's up to his attorneys? It's not up to anybody else?
Sounds like a government cover-up.
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
I mean, I don't know what's going on here. All I know is that the wheels are moving so slowly, it's pathetic. And the warden, by the way, is reassigned. What do you mean reassigned?
Yeah.
The most high-profile person
blown out?
That the whole world is interested in committed suicide with sleeping guards and somebody
that aren't even guards.
Yeah, one of them is not even a correctional guard. Yeah. And he has no roommate, which is one of the ways you deal with someone who is depressed or has suicidal tendencies. He just attempted suicide 3 weeks ago, and the warden's reassigned? What do you mean reassigned? He's fired! Blow him out! Blown out! Blow him out! What is going on? I mean, seriously, don't you wonder what the fuck is going on?
Blow her out. Lock her up.
Lock her up in her own prison.
Trudy, can you handle
this?
That's
right. Lock her up.
Is that a separate investigation, though? I mean, opposed from what they're...
Which one?
Investigating Epstein. Well, what happened in the jail?
Yes, it's a separate investigation.
But it doesn't have to be as weak as the prosecution of him in 2007, does it? Is there some rule that all prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein has to be equally weak?
Yeah, he's got
Am I the only one that thinks this is madness?
No, you're not the only one.
They would have descended every source of power and information on this thing they possibly could?
Unless all of the people involved have some vested interest in keeping him safe.
That seems kind of strange to me.
To that point, that's why I would have hoped that it moved really fast to stop conspiracy theories.
Well, who can move it along, you know, if
William Barr?
Who's in charge of... I don't know about that, but... Did he and Dersh get together and talk about these things?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
They're probably like, that guy's dead. Who cares?
They probably are.
Let's just take our time. He's dead.
Poor victims, though. I feel terrible for the people
They will get some justice.
The women who went through that and...
No, I know.
Yeah. But, we shouldn't think about that when we could think about this.
Yeah.
Stacking them deep and selling them cheap. Selling cars like candy bars. Slinging heaps to all good people.
Sounds familiar.
These are a few of the things that our friends at Zotford and Holly are all about. Plus, some would say they're poets. And they might just know it. Either way, Zotford is known for their massive inventory. Award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs, fresh movie-style popcorn foosball, and... First and foremost, incredible deals and fast, friendly customer service. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast and saving fat stacks of cash while buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head out to Zotford today. That's where Gary, Guevara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will make your automotive dreams come true. Just ask Pedro. Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And
Jesus, Brandon.
Sorry.
I don't
Brandon's
think
punctuating things.
I didn't know the bikes picked it up.
You're such a...
And if you're
with a new excuse.
If your boobs are all Sag Harbor, Dr. Roche is your guy. I don't know, you said Sag Harbor and it gave me an idea.
I said Sag Harbor.
Someone talked about Sag Harbor and I thought about
Oh, isn't that where you're Don Lemon accosted?
Yes. Yeah. And it made me think of people going around all saggy at Sag Harbor.
Sag Harbor.
Dr. Roche can fix all that. The month of August, the offices of Dr. Roche have several procedures for a contoured bust line for that wow look in just about any outfit. And it'll greatly increase your confidence. Learn how breast implants, breast augmentation, and breast lift procedures from Dr. Roche are used to create the look and shape that you want. Augmentation, using breast implants to boost your bust. Or
yes.
A breast lift, which can be performed without implants or with them. After a breast lift has been done, Dr. Roche can use fat from your body in a second procedure that helps give you a natural, shapely look.
Yes.
Schedule.
That went great. That was fucking tits.
Your consultation today and find out more about all of the various August specials, including one free $600 wrestling tubule. Nice.
Yes.
At 248-338-1110, schedule your consultation with Dr. Roche today at droche.com.
Yes.
Yes.
That went great. That
so,
was fucking tits.
What you always say, boobs, boobs, it's all about boobs. It's true.
Yeah.
Always boobs.
Get some new headlights for Dream Cruise.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the Epstein thing, which I don't even know what else to say about it, except that I still, it sucks when, you know, these conspiracy theories start coming up, and it's annoying as hell, and usually it's just crazy, it's just stupid. You know, people are just so suspicious. But if they wanted to shut down conspiracy theories, they're doing everything they can not to shut them down.
Mm-hmm. He's suspicious.
Because they can't do anything right. How in the world could this guy commit suicide? And why are these people that aren't even guards guarding him falling asleep, falsifying diaries, like, eh, no big deal. It's like somebody just said, ah, you know what? Don't worry about anybody on your block. Don't even worry about it. Crash, take a nap, whatever. Wouldn't you think somebody would have said, look, nothing happens to this motherfucker under any circumstances.
Yeah.
But no, something does happen. He's dead, and he didn't have a roommate, and they haven't interviewed the guards yet.
What and the hell happened that night?
The warden's been reassigned, not fired, reassigned. What does he have to do to get fired?
What happened? What was that all about?
Does half the place have to escape? I mean, seriously, what do you have to do? You're a warden of a prison. What do you have to do to get fired? The most important person, the person nothing can possibly happen to, killed himself after he just attempted suicide 3 weeks ago. Why are you reassigned? You should
be
fired. You can't fail any more than that. Serious? I mean, am I crazy?
No. You're
federal job?
Right. Yeah, what is he moving on to?
It's a federal job, but it's way beyond a federal job now. This is a public relations disaster. It's like Brownie.
I know, but it's hard to fire those
with
people.
FEMA. Well, Brownie got fired.
Brownie.
He was doing a heck of a job.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
And he still got fired. Nobody's saying this guy did a heck of a job.
He took over what organization did he take over after that? The horse?
Oh, no, he came from the horses, didn't he? I think he came from the equestrian division, and they put him in charge of FEMA. Because, you know, similar things.
Oh, he was a patronage hire.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's what he did. He killed all the horses that, you know, sprained their ankle.
That was Brownie.
And Ghislaine Maxwell, too. I just can't fathom why she wouldn't be charged, why no one would be charged. There are so many people named, so many people that worked for him, and we've been hearing their names for months because the Miami Herald is the one that unleashed them all on us when they brought this story out, and all of a sudden they said, oh, my God, look at the deal, this incredible pedophile, this guy who's 10 times Larry Nassar. Look at the deal this guy got.
She's not going anywhere. She's cooperating, allegedly, with them.
She's a sex trafficker. You know, there's a number of things going on right now. The Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts of America have a big pedophile thing going on. And I remember when the R. Kelly story came out and people were saying, you know, we just don't care about young, poor black girls. And I'm almost ready to expand and say, we just don't care about young girls because we don't do anything about this shit, do we?
No.
We really don't. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, whatever,
you know what? Just pay
them,
get an NDA, and make it go away.
Yep.
Well, I think that we do when it's just Joe, average, ordinary weirdo who grabs them or rapes them
or murders. If it's just so blatant, we can't help it. And not only that, we let them out. They never serve any time, and they do it again, they do it again, they do it again. You know, like the Oakland County child killer. That if you watch that series, the part that bothered me the most was what these people had done to small children and served a couple of years. And got out.
Weren't they all connected?
They're miswired.
Didn't they all have influence?
A lot of them were connected.
So,
I don't know. I guess I just expect something like this to make people go nuts, because as a billionaire using his influence to get prosecutors to kowtow to him. Oh, what can we do for you? Can we give you work release? A short sentence? We'll let go of the obstruction. We'll move the announcement, the plea deal announcement, so nobody can show up. We won't tell them so that they and then afterwards, 10 years later, when they're going, what the hell happened there? Alex Acosta gets up on national television and says, well, you know, we wanted these girls to be able to recapture money through civil suits. And if we told them where to go, and we could have screwed up their chances again. And we didn't find out until 4:15 on Friday that this is going to happen on Monday. And we just couldn't get a hold of them. It was like, throw everything at the wall and just hope something sticks.
And
of course,
it does.
Well, it didn't really, because the next day the state of Florida came out and said, we had a 53-page indictment. They took it from us. They took it from us, and they fucked it up. And it's obvious. We all know why, because this guy's a billionaire who had a bunch of very important people who he either sucked in through offering sex with these young girls, a la Prince Andrew, George Mitchell, Bill Richardson. I don't know who else. He's got Clinton on his plane 27 times or four times. He's got Trump on a plane. I mean, this guy knows people. He knows everyone in Palm Beach. And so, oh my God, how can we possibly punish this man? He's too important. And he's got four pretty good lawyers, Roy Black, Ken Starr, who else is on his team? Alan Dershowitz. And another big one, too. So he's got a dream team, and we go, so he molested a couple hundred, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. You know what? He's just too important. He knows too many important people. So we don't care about little girls when that happens. He's too important. Too important to care. And, you know, I don't know. I just would think people would just turn on these people. They go, oh, my God, that's so over the line. That's so heinous. I could give a fuck how important you are. But it seems it doesn't matter what you do when you have that much money, does it?
Why are there so many people with money and power who are like that, though? Like, is somehow possession of all of that money and power, does it make you just think, oh, I can do anything? I'll just...
Well, he actually, you know what he liked?
Kidnap 14-year-old girls off the street.
You know, if you remember NAMBLA.
Oh, yeah.
The Man-Boy Association.
Yeah.
That, you know, had actual members who were in Boston City Council back in the 80s. And they believed that men can have, 40-year-old men, they can have a great sexual relationship with a 16-year-old gay boy because it's love. And they really, I mean, this was an organization. It wasn't on the dark web or anything. It was real. And Epstein was like that. He felt, you know what, through time, there have been relationships between minors and older men, and it was completely okay. And it should be okay. Just like homosexuals were shamed, people that do this are being shamed. He really believed this.
Yeah, I thought he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, a lot of molesters feel that way. They feel that, yeah, that's crazy, this societal, this shaming of people that want to have sex with eight-year-olds. What the fuck? I know, it's really strange, but, you know, and we sort of got that impression from Michael Jackson, too, that he felt he wasn't doing anything wrong. And
no.
To just take this to another level, the boyfriend, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, this sex trafficker who recruited these girls, and I can tell you, those stories just make me sick when you read them. Her hanging out in front of a high school looking for 14-year-olds for this guy. And then, you know, they talked about this, too. I'm trying to remember where I saw it yesterday. I think it might have been a panel on CNN that had an Epstein expert or author, and he was talking about how, yeah, and the girls age out. You know, you hear the term age out. You go, oh, God. And, you know, remember Jackson's kids aged out, and all of a sudden he had a new little boy, and, you know, the guy was almost heartbroken, like, oh, Michael doesn't care about me. He doesn't call him anymore.
Yes. Until
he's charged. Then right. All of a sudden he pours it on like, oh, my God, I need you. I need you to help me. You testified more and more. Ooh, woof. I just was boo-fooing this little boy, and now they're making a big deal out of it. I need you to tell him I don't do things like that. Ooh, woof. So this Borgensen guy who's with Ghislaine Maxwell, the sex trafficker, now he cannot have not read something about it. If he knows her, he's got he to knows. Know she's connected to Jeff. He's got two kids.
Really? How old? Yeah. Have they aged out? You know,
I don't. They're 43.
But oh, they aged out.
He's 43.
The Epstein girls, though, would age out, and then Ghislaine Maxwell would teach them how to recruit younger girls to replace himself, so they could still get their fees.
He's 43.
He's 43.
He could have little kids.
I know he could. Sure, he could.
Some 43-year-olds do.
She likes underage girls too.
That's right.
She did.
He taught one of his girls who aged out to go over to Thailand and buy a girl. He instructed her to go over there, taught her how to like go about it.
Thailand.
And she just she just went over there.
Could we just be done with that country?
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of unseemly things.
Is there any good from Thailand?
Thai stick.
Thai food is good.
That was my first understanding of Thailand was Thai stick.
Me too.
Kickboxing, no thanks.
Thailand one of the legs of the trip that Clinton and Tucker and Spacey went?
I think that was all Africa.
I've never known any of that trip, where they went, what they did. I'm sure.
I think it's all Africa.
Well, isn't it funny that Clinton, his response is, there's only four trips. And then they find out it's 27 trips or 20. I think it's 27 or 26, one or the other. But it's like, well, there was more legs on the trip. Like, you know, we flew from here to there, and it all counts as one. When you got a multi-leg trip, it counts as one trip. That's how we do it at the Clinton Foundation.
You know, with all
it's like, what's the meaning of the word is? Or,
I was really just having a little fun.
You mean alone in the White House or alone in my office?
He's so good at redefining things.
I know. He's the parser of parsers.
With all the boycotts, like, against Equinox and SoulCycle.
Yeah.
How come they don't boycott? Well, she doesn't have a business, but the boyfriend has a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that. What can I boycott from him?
Of course, he didn't do anything that we know of.
Oh, look at the look on his face. You know he's done something.
Scott Borgensen?
He's totally been pegged.
Oh, well, yeah,
that's not illegal, Trudy. I mean,
their first date.
Should be, but.
No, that's not illegal. That's between them, the two of them.
I saw the pictures of him. He's been walking her dog. She doesn't leave the house anymore.
He's cooked.
So he walks her dog for her, and I'm thinking, boy, what would I think if I. You know, if your girlfriend was doing all this sex trafficking and all of a sudden it's coming home to roost and she can't walk her dog anymore and you got to do all the, you got to do everything basically that leaving the house is required of.
Doesn't he have servants? Come on.
Yeah.
With your own goddamn dog.
$3 million oceanfront.
Breaking news on Borgensen.
Oh.
Oh, what? What?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
He denies that he is dating her. Or that she is even staying at his house.
Does he know her?
Let's see. Tech CEO
Scott. Hey, I know you. Ha ha. I dodged a bullet there.
Denied in a conversation with Business Insider that his former friend, quote unquote, Maxwell, is staying at his home.
Hmm. Is he walking your dog?
I'm reading. Let's see. Borgensen said, I've been out of the country traveling for the past week.
Oh.
And oh, no past one, we're talking about the past week?
And no one's been at my home. It's not clear from the Daily Mail article when Maxwell was said to be at his home. It reports that she's been hiding out at the home. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that doesn't mean anything.
No, that doesn't.
Brandon. Get him some Beano.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
Nah, I'm working on trying to get it for tomorrow.
Beano.
Need something.
I don't know. Beano worked, by the way.
I thought he was trying to draw attention to the fact that he had a boner line ready for the show, so he kept farting to draw attention to himself.
Oh, my God. Listen to this quote from Borgensen.
Just a theory.
This is a full quote.
Ghislaine, from Borgie?
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell is not at my home, and I don't know where she is. I'm passionate about ocean policy and wish people were as interested in Jones Act reform, joining the law of the sea and funding icebreakers.
You know
what? So was Jeffrey Epstein.
Yourself, you asshole. Go fuck yourself. If you don't understand
just
why
because of
people,
that, I do not support the Jones Act, whatever it
I
is.
I don't either.
And I'm not joining the law of the sea. The best part about the sea is international waters. I don't want any law.
Nice reading the room, asshole. I mean, come on, really? The whole world is talking about your friend who lived in your mansion who trafficked 13 and 14-year-old girls, and put a hole in their soul that will last their entire life, and you are telling us we should be more worried about your stupid shit?
The name of his dog is...
Not to mention you have two kids, you moron.
You don't want to know the name of his dog?
Sure.
Secretary Hamilton, named after founding father Alexander Hamilton, who founded the Coast Guard. He probably saw Hamilton and likes the play.
Pretends he likes it.
Should we call fell asleep?
Should we call a stupid company, Cargometrics? What
sure.
A dope.
Sure, I can see if he's listed too. Oh my God.
Brandon, what the hell is going
what
on?
You
over
eat?
There?
What have you eaten?
What do you need? What are you trying to get attention for?
Can we not talk about it? I'm getting embarrassed.
Oh, I guess you can't possibly release that without any noise.
From now on, leave the room.
I've been a part of the other side of that argument. I know how that works.
Excuse me.
Are you done farting?
Can't quietly emit that gas.
What are you trying to get into?
I was going to be silent.
That is so amazing.
I thought it was going to be silent. Why? Because the last 50 were?
If I hold them in, they hurt my stomach.
That's always my excuse.
I'll try to slowly release them next time.
Sounds like it was a lot of pushing going on there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Got a little experience at this.
I apologize. It was unbecoming.
It was very sincere. The other, did I mention that 4chan reported Epstein's death 40 minutes before the media did.
And it was actually really accurate, too.
Isn't that incredible?
Because 4chan, you'll always see kind of conspiracy things where, hey, this is going to happen. And it never happens. But this one was actually very, very close to what happened. It mentioned that he hung himself and that he had gone into cardiac arrest. Well, and that...
Come on, though.
Did they have the picture of him with the old picture?
We didn't have the picture. I'll have to find the exact post, but there were a few more details.
Brandon hangs out in 4chan an awful lot.
I don't, but yeah. I came across a story due to show prep.
Did we forget that...
The face on
all weapons, too?
Didn't Epstein try to hang himself like
3 weeks ago?
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess if you put that post out every couple of days, you
exactly.
might strike gold, but...
Here's the number for Borgie's company, by the way.
All right.
Borgie.
John called Borgie.
I hate Borgie.
I
don't care
is anybody
if he says she isn't there.
Is anybody going to maybe even ask why that warden was reassigned and not fired?
No.
I mean, it seems to me that was a pretty epic fail.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty epic. I don't know. Is there any way he could fuck his job up more? I don't think so.
Did William Barr ever say where she was reassigned to? Or?
Yeah. Where did she go?
I mean, is she running another? Is she the warden?
No, they just said the warden was reassigned, and they said the two guards have not been interviewed yet.
Thank you for calling Cargometrics Technologies, LLC. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Dial by name, Borgie.
For the operator, Borgie. Press 0. Forwarded to the voicemail for General Mailbox.
What?
No one is available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message.
Any calls today.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press the pound key.
Just shut down the business. Don't worry about your customers. I'm trying to reach Borgie. Scooter! Scooter, what's going on, man? Please call back the 248 number if you get a chance. Just want to talk about old times, Borgie. Take it easy, bud. See ya!
All right, now I have two numbers for him, which what if we call and Ghislaine answers?
Oh. Wow.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah.
What do you think she sounds like? Does she have like a...
Oh, hello!
Right?
Hey.
Oh, she sounds very...
She's a socialite.
How are you doing?
Robert Maxwell's daughter.
Has anyone told the Queen yet?
Ew.
Yeah, the Queen knows. Queen says, I know, it's old stuff.
Fuck off.
She was riding shotgun with him in the back seat of whatever that vehicle is. That they drive around
the
other day.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Borgie.
He's on damage control.
Yeah, Borgie's got it shut down. Got another one for Borgie?
Yeah, one more for Borgs.
Here's another quote from Borgie. Shipping has historically been important to Massachusetts, where the company I lead, Cargometric Technology, is based.
Wait, is this part of the Ghislaine interview?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Hey, it's a chance to promote my company.
If you're a shop worker since sell, please leave a message.
Hello. There you go.
Borgie! Borgie, I saw you in the news. Give me a holler back. It's been a while. See you, man.
Well, that's him.
Borgie!
He's going to call back.
There's no way people didn't call him Borgie or Scooter.
They better have. Scooter.
So that's what a guy who loves sex trafficker sounds like?
I guess so. God. And then, you know, to add insult to injury today.
I like that number, by the way.
We find out that Tom Mesereau
is talking about,
no, not Tom Mesereau. Tom Mesereau is talking about representing R. Kelly. Tom Mesereau, who got Michael Jackson off, got Robert Blake off, who gets everyone off.
No, he does. He just
lost himself.
He just loses. Yeah,
he lost
Cosby
the Cosby
off.
Thing. Yeah, but that was a mistake. That was an aberration. And by the way, there were only five women testifying. They were raped and given sleeping pills.
Oh, yeah.
And they woke up nude with Cosby's penis in their face. I mean, five different women. There were another 50 that didn't even testify.
They were all grown up, too, so.
Yeah, they were all successful, professional women.
I'm thinking of, who's the other guy that's in trouble? The other famous lawyer from the West Coast. Garagos.
Garagos.
Isn't Garagos in trouble with Avenatti?
Yes.
Whatever happened with that? And that was related to the R. Kelly case as well.
I don't know. To be honest, Avenatti, the charges against him are so scandalous. I'm surprised he even could get bail.
Yeah.
But, you know, these people, all this power and influence. Yep. Quite a system we got going there.
More breaking news on Epstein's jet.
Lolita 1?
Yeah, the Lolita Express.
They have that now? Is that impounded?
Oh, no, they're true. They haven't bothered searching that yet.
Oh, still flying around the world?
Yeah, they'll get around to it one of these days. It's only been carrying underage girls for him to have sex with since 2002.
Oh, since early 2018, PAC scheduled between the registered sex offenders four homes and occasional jaunts to Mexico, Morocco, and Slovakia. Newly released flight data from 2016 and 2017 further illuminate his extensive travels, including a mysterious trip to the Middle East on the eve of the election. I don't know what that means, but I thought if I said it like that, it would sound scary.
Oh.
So, yeah, basically he was just in Saudi Arabia on the eve of the election. That means nothing.
Hmm.
What a misleading headline this was.
Using his fake passport, his Saudi Arabian passport, probably?
This is horseshit. I'm mad. I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time with that.
He knew he had to get out of the country if Hillary was elected.
Yeah. Well,
because
Trump.
She would come so hard after him because of Bill and 27 trips around the world.
Well, yeah,
and
she'd have him commit suicide.
The Lolita Express.
By the way, the
And when Trump was in, he's like, oh, I'm cool. I go back. I can go back.
The Clinton body count is fascinating, whether you believe it or don't believe it 100%, either way, or you're somewhere in between. It is amazing how many people the Clintons know who've committed suicide. It's unbelievable. It's like it seems like the odds have to be 1,000,000,000 to 1. And I'm not saying that they killed them. I'm just saying.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
It's pretty weird.
The implication of the story is that
he's
had ties to MBS.
MBS?
Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Oh, he knew him too. Yeah. They were friends.
I feel like Epstein just knew everyone.
He did. And Palm Beach has a lot of influence, too. A lot of rich people down there.
There are a lot of creepy assholes who...
Well, and, you know, he sounds like the kind of guy who was happy to get something on someone. Hey, look at this beautiful girl. She's 19. What do you think? You want to bang her?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot she's 16. Oh, fuck. Sorry. How was it?
There's another bad piece of news regarding Epstein, but more importantly regards Bill Gates, and Melinda's not mentioned because we knew Bill had flown on that plane.
Yeah, without Melinda.
He also met with Epstein well after the he was in that jail, the fraudulent jail.
Yeah, the fake jail.
To discuss philanthropy.
Oh, please.
But no mention of Melinda.
She probably spearheaded the meeting. If her name shows up, Bill's finished. Is her book still number one? Fake!
Oh,
Bill Gates is running around to every bookstore in the country just buying it out.
Yeah.
One at a time.
There's a warehouse somewhere in America with just all those books stacked up.
So,
that's what a great...
The Kwame kids?
Yeah, why don't we get the audio out of Kwame's son, Jonas, who made an Instagram post. And the post, you know, and reading the story, it pretty much describes why... Someone is sent to prison for a long time for committing a serious crime because they don't deserve to experience all the things that go on in life, like your kids growing up and your kids graduating high school and your kids' first girlfriend. And
hell yeah.
And your kids going through puberty?
I know. Kwame said that, didn't he?
Yeah,
who else better to teach them about the birds and the bees than Kwame?
By the way,
I need my dick sucked.
Ha ha. Who would mention missing puberty? That seems like the weirdest thing. Michelle thought.
First thing on his list is miss so much important stuff. Puberty. Graduation, college, entrance exams.
Check his kids' wieners every day of their puberty.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That is your mother's domain.
My name is Jonas Kilpatrick. I'm the youngest son of former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who is currently serving an egregious 28-year sentence.
Oh, he's kissing Trump's ass. That's what's funny about this.
7 years now. I just graduated high school.
And we know all when Trump sees it, all he's going to think is,
he's a haircut.
Tomorrow, he would not be there to drop me off. And these aren't the worst things to come in my father's absence. It's the little things. Taking me to school, grabbing a bite to eat, talking about girls, talking about basketball.
Oh, let him out.
Him being present to show me an example and be a model for how a man should move.
Why shouldn't have done that stuff?
How old is this kid?
Carrying himself in everyday life. Every day that my father is in prison is another day that I lose. I feel cheated. So I'm asking you,
your dad did too,
to please grant my father mercy, commute his sentence, and bring him home to his family.
Go.
Please. Thank you, Mr. President.
Talk to Kim Kardashian. She's the one that can get it done.
Now, Maybe I have
How
a
ridiculous
little,
is that? He missed all
I don't
things.
Think so.
Yeah, because he committed crimes, and he doesn't admit to any of it. He has no remorse, zero.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I do have a little bit of empathy for the kid because he didn't do anything, but...
Yeah, but the
I feel like I feel like he's being used as a pawn.
Yeah, he is.
Like Kwame said, here's what you write to read this script and tell it to Trump, and I'll be out in no time.
He's drinking the Kwame Kool-Aid. Yeah. And not only that, they set up these GoFundMes, and they sell these T-shirts. And, you know, a GoFundMe, that is so Kwame. Yeah, everybody else, we need all your money to help get me some good defense and get me out of this mess.
Well, you've always said his best skill is separating people from their,
and their money.
Money.
It is. He Damn always did that. It so well. So anyway, he has no power anymore. He has nothing to give to people. Yep. And so guess what? No one has anything for him either.
He's bad.
Remember when he was on trial and he was still showing up to get these $2,000 payments from that preacher in Chicago? Yeah. He's begging for money from anyone he could get money from.
But they didn't even know, right? Wasn't there some weird accounting?
ML caught him. ML busted him. He was at Walmart or somewhere getting his, what was it? Was it
money
travel
checks
or something? Or a wire transfer, yeah.
I never went bankrupt.
And they found out who it was from, and that guy was like, oh,
humming.
Quit buying prostitutes. You quit buying prostitutes.
Isn't that nice? The church is giving their money away to someone who steals money from the city of Detroit. That's
wonderful. What a mess.
I kind of want him out, though, because I want to see what he does next, which I think we all know he's going to be a preacher, right, Kwame?
I would assume
so. I mean, I don't want him out anytime sooner, but.
Either that or he'll be on some corporate boards of some friends of his.
No way.
I don't know.
No,
I wouldn't put it past him. He's got a great mind. He's got a great mind.
Really? Well, he's good at
separating. He understands business.
Hey, he's really good at separating people from their money.
He is. I think I'd want him
on
my board.
Yeah.
He never comes into work, though.
He's going to be on the Red Shovel Network.
He's going to have his own podcast.
Yeah, I'd give him a show.
Oh,
think of all the advertisers he'd bring in.
Should absolutely give him a show if he wanted a show. Maybe that's what he'll do. Maybe he'll podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He probably will.
I'm surprised.
You know, ML.
Brandon.
Oh, my God.
Brandon, you're pushing all of those.
What a mess.
Guys, come on. Let's just move on.
How bad is your undies?
Oh, I guess you can't turn your mic down possibly either.
I love how you get mad at us for something you just did.
And Brandon, you can't turn your mic down before you fart?
I apologize.
Nobody
it won't
wants
happen
to
again.
Hear that.
It won't happen again.
Fake! So you said the last time.
How many farts is that just in the hour and 26
minutes
of doing the show?
No joke, at least 15.
Wow. Do you really want me to get up and go to the bathroom when I have to fart?
No, you could turn your mic off.
No, I want you to hold it in so your stomach hurts.
Well, sometimes...
And then at the end, let out a giant one. Right. Real
after LRH. A great way to end every show.
All right, I'm sorry.
You know you're not.
I really am, because I don't want to derail the show. We're in the midst of something I don't even recall. Was it Kwame?
It was Kwame.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So in talking to ML about Kwame, he likes the guy. Like he's very... friendly, he's very bullying, he's a very
I think
nice
he's probably
guy.
Fun to be around.
He just doesn't like the crimes he committed. And
no.
So to that point, he probably should do a podcast.
Yeah.
I would listen.
How comical is it that Kwame Kilpatrick and his son are trying to kiss Donald Trump's ass to get out of prison?
Do you blame him?
No, I don't. But if Kwame was not in prison, he would be blasting Trump as a white supremacist bigot.
Yeah.
He would be calling him every name in
mayor?
The book. Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
Well, whatever fits his need at that moment.
Yeah, that's why he's so good at separating people from their money. He lives in the moment.
You don't feel bad for the kids, though, at all? Or
I do a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I can't believe those kids aren't old enough to know that their father committed some crimes. I have a feeling Carlita knows that he committed some crimes because she divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was...
I think they're totally being used by dad.
Did I do good, daddy?
It was the chief of staff business that made her want to...
You think?
Yeah. You mean...
Oh, boy.
You mean the ladies? The ladies?
It was the ladies.
Yeah.
Maybe not
she
the crimes, because wasn't Carlita benefiting in a bunch
yes,
of ways
was.
From all of that money?
She got half a grant when he was in the state senate.
I don't whore around on my wife.
At the very...
On the radio!
$137,000 grant.
Beginning. It was at the beginning of his career, too.
Yep. She ran that organization that taught young women about democracy.
Yeah, right.
Do
they show up someplace? I mean, are there any women in city in Detroit?
Who knows what they did? They paid her a nice fat salary, and they paid his sister a nice fat salary too. The Kilpatrick Fund. It was a joke.
I'm not dumb. I don't sell drugs or use them. I don't whore around on my wife, and I don't have wicked nude parties at my house. And that's ridiculous.
Well, two out of three.
Wicked nude parties.
That sounds like a great
party. I've never heard anyone say he had a wicked nude party.
The Manoogian.
A wicked nude party.
Manoogian lie, which, by the way, is the theme of ML Solo Detroit. Coming out tomorrow.
A wicked nude party?
Breaking news.
Yeah. What?
You want to back that up? 5 police officers shot in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Great.
Colin Kaepernick's complicit?
I saw that there was a shootout. I have not seen if any of these officers have died yet. It looks, from what early reports say, that it was against 2 shooters.
Police presence and an active shooter situation happening in Philadelphia. Our sister station in Philly is reporting at least 5 officers have been shot there.
Yeah, we are hearing at least one suspect is in custody, but officers are still looking for another shooter. Right now, nearby Temple University is on lockdown. Be sure to stay with Local 4 and click on Detroit.com as new information becomes available.
That wasn't very much information.
It's breaking. There's a lot to unpack.
Yes, always. If when they get finished unpacking,
they're carrying the guy. Wow, see that, Trudy?
It's fluid.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Carrying who?
They're one of the suspects, and they're carrying him each by like a limb, and now they're throwing him in the back of the
car. Kind
of
like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah, they'll probably sue the police for not putting them in gently enough after shooting 5 cops.
That was my favorite part when they shoved the head in. Oh, he won't go. He won't bend. So they grabbed his legs from the back and then said, okay, you don't want to go that way? You're going in this way.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hey, the other thing is keep the dogs out of algae-infested water, Drew.
Huh?
It's, this blue-green algae thing, dogs hop in, like they go swimming, and then they come out, and then
Trudy, are you reading off the television screen?
Well, no.
Are you in the Tom Mazzoli seat?
Yeah. No, I saw that earlier today, and I thought it was such a tragic story. Plus, there's a lot of, like, crappy water situations.
Yeah.
How many dog deaths have there been?
3?
Well, the one lady had her 3 dogs, and she was taking pictures of them swimming around, and then within like 2 hours, all 3 of them died of liver failure.
Man,
it's really sad.
I know Mags was caught him drinking the water from the air conditioner.
Oh, Mags! Oh my God!
That was a long time ago, though. He recovered.
You get Legionnaires.
Yeah.
He must be impervious.
Seems
you're right
fine.
About him.
I'm starving. He's got a lot of immunities, apparently.
We now come back for you.
It's nasty, though. I mean, pretty gross.
Yeah.
They were kind of saying that bodies of water, shallow bodies of water, are really bad for, you know, bacteria
everything.
And stuff these days.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Stay out of them.
So this Jay-Z and the NFL story is just, I don't know why, I sort of wanted to laugh. Jay-Z and the NFL have a deal to work on social justice issue.
Yeah. Rock Nation.
Social justice issues. Rock Nation, yeah. And also so he can help select acts for halftime and produce acts for halftime. He's the musical director, I guess, or live music strategist for the NFL. I guess they really were having trouble picking music. They seem to get the biggest bands to play every event they have. I don't know what the problem is.
The problem was, who was the last halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl that everyone hated?
Well, they had Travis Scott and...
Yeah. Everyone hated it.
It was
5.
Bad.
Maroon 5. Oh, everyone Maroon 5. Hated Maroon 5.
But Jay-Z was angry at him for playing for free at halftime. And now he is taking money from the NFL.
Pretty smart. That's why he's a smart businessman.
But wait a second. Have you noticed that they've revealed no terms? They have not told us how much money Jay-Z is making. Why are there no terms being revealed?
Oh, well, excuse me for being a fucking businessman. Yeah.
And also, people are angry because he didn't ask Colin Kaepernick if it was okay.
He said he did, though.
I'm just telling you what's being reported today.
Yeah, Kaepernick's, because Jameel Hill asked that question, is Colin Kaepernick going to be involved in this? And then Is it Eric Reed? Who's his little? Who's his?
Yeah, Eric Reed.
Eric Reed's not happy about
it. He said no.
And he's his partner with, you know, some of Colin's.
Well, he kneeled with Colin.
Right. And he said that Colin was not involved. And he's very upset at this for some
reason. Jay-Z at the press conference today said that I'm not his boss, which is weird. He should have said he's not my boss. Yeah. But for some reason he said I'm not his boss. And that was really the only question that was being asked at this thing. I guess he was getting pummeled by this by a bunch of black journalists. And so there were, well, a lot of people care because I think what's going on here is the NFL is throwing them a pile of money to shut up.
Oh.
Isn't that really what they're doing?
Sure. Why does the NFL need this?
Because they have a bad image because of the Kaepernick situation. So I think that they're using this to say, no, we're doing everything. Look, we hired Jay-Z. We're working in a partnership.
Why don't they use their players?
They showed pictures today. They had a little video of Jay-Z and Goodell just guffawing together, having a ball together, like their best buddies.
With Tiki Barber? Wasn't Tiki Barber in the room?
He was in the room.
Which, why?
I have no idea.
This whole thing is so silly.
So anyway, he's supposed to contribute to the activist arm of the NFL as well, which means I guess we'll be preached and lectured to more by the NFL?
Sure.
Is that what's going on here?
Everybody wants to hear messages from the National Football League.
Absolutely. Well, when the only message is that your favorite players are going to be drooling with dementia in 10 years, they probably could use some new messages.
Yeah.
I know. That's what it really is, Drew. It's a not a red herring, but a diversion tactic to
and to get them to
stop thinking about all the horrible they treat former players.
They don't want people afraid to play halftime because they didn't ask Colin or because Jay-Z said they shouldn't play. But I thought it was just really ironic the fact that he was telling people not to play halftime and he takes a big pile of cash from the NFL.
To that point, that's almost the genius behind it, because now it's not people turning down the NFL. It's artists turning down Jay-Z. That's actually kind of smart.
No, but who turns down Jay-Z?
Would Rihanna turn him down if he wanted Rihanna to play halftime? Because she allegedly turned him down last year.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this thing plays out. But
so far, not good.
By the way, the NFL has done a pretty good job generally with halftime until no one would play at halftime. I mean, it's not like the NFL has had horrible halftime performers. They've had great halftime performers. And it's not like they've, you know, they had Michael Jackson, they had Diana Ross, they had Stevie Wonder. They've had plenty of black performers. They had Prince. Now, will the performers now be more to Jay-Z's liking and to the players' liking? Is that the idea? That
what if it's
we're
just
not going to get the Tom Petty's anymore?
What if he just chooses his wife?
I mean, she just did it a couple of years
ago. She did.
Exactly.
Apparently, he's going to do halftime. Not this year, but they said that they're hoping he will down the road.
Conflict of interest?
There's some people that are mad because he's a former drug dealer. And way to partner up with a former drug dealer.
He's got money now, so it doesn't matter.
There was the tweets that I was reading today were all making me laugh. Tommy Lauren from Fox said, apparently the league doesn't hate America enough and law enforcement officers at a satisfactory level for the former drug dealer.
What?
So he's been hired to hate on police and America.
Okay.
Ernest Owens said, so the NFL is forming an entertainment and social justice partnership with Jay-Z and Roc Nation Agency. Jay-Z hasn't spoken with Colin Kaepernick about this, and yet he says he was an inspiration. If this isn't black capitalism exploiting the movement, I don't know what is.
Yeah, whatever that means.
And I can't even pronounce this person's name who tweeted, so we boycott the NFL for what they did to Kaepernick, but celebrate when Jay-Z gets a deal. Confused. Explain.
Who's celebrating it? Is anybody celebrating?
Yeah, the NFL was celebrating.
Well, yeah,
Jay-Z was celebrating.
Yeah, because it's their deal.
Alejandro says, Jay-Z has a social justice partnership with the NFL, and all of a sudden, everything is okay. Meanwhile, everybody slandered Travis Scott for trying to get his last year.
Yeah.
Kem, Jay-Z partnered with Robert Kraft, Trump supporter, for prison reform, and now he's partnering with the NFL to do the halftime show.
Wait, but isn't the net good? Isn't the net of that good?
He's partnering with Trump supporters?
But it's for prison reform.
Well, he did it with Trump, though, with a Trump supporter, so it's not good. Let's see. Jamel Hill. If Colin Kaepernick isn't part of this, I'm not sure how to feel about it. Very curious about the details.
Call Colin. He'll tell you how to feel.
Eric Reed said,
people have to be told how to
everything
feel.
Everything has to be filtered through Colin Kaepernick tree.
Does it?
Why did they hire Colin Kaepernick? Because he has to approve the acts anyway. Isn't he more important than Jay-Z?
Yeah, you're right. Well, that answers Tommy Lauren's question then. If they want America to hate him even more, they could hire Colin Kaepernick.
Eric Reed said, interesting timing on the partnership with Jay-Z on the heels of Stephen Ross' fundraiser for Trump and the backlash companies are getting because of it.
What a bunch of noise that means nothing. Is this going to affect the game at all?
No.
Okay.
And
cool.
You know, that's the whole thing about the halftime that makes me insane. If the NFL is so horrible and so hateful of the players and so white in the ownership department, why do they play the Super Bowl? Wouldn't that do something? If they players said, look, fuck this boycotting halftime, who fucking cares about halftime? We're not playing the game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that force somebody's hand to do something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would really force somebody's hand. But I don't think it's really that big a deal. So just lay it all on halftime.
They have the power, though. They could really do that, couldn't they? But they'd have to, you know, like, miss a paycheck.
And
they've done that before. They, you know, when it fit their needs to, you know, for money when they had a strike.
Well, you know, that,
87.
That's what I'm getting annoyed about, this Ezekiel Elliott thing, which, you know, he had to sign this horrible contract. That's the deal the Players Association agreed to.
Yeah.
They wanted that deal. These guys, these early draft picks were making piles and piles of money, these unproven players, and the veterans weren't. And so they did it this way. And so now you got a guy who has a great couple of years, gets suspended too, and not to mention a few other things. Well, it turns out he did not violate the zero tolerance thing when he knocked over the security guard and cornered the girl and was in her face at the concert. That did not violate the zero tolerance policy, which is interesting. But anyway, he's demanding, I don't know how much money, but he's saying he's going to sit out the season.
He wants more than Todd Gurley got. Todd Gurley got, what, $54.7 million or something?
And are they happy with that deal, by the way?
No, because Todd Gurley immediately got hurt and pretty much sat out of the Super Bowl.
What if the Cowboys offered Ezekiel Elliott? Do we know?
I haven't seen it. I know they offered him something.
They did.
It's too much.
He's set to make $9 million over the next, or $10 million or something over the
12,
next
2 years. $12.5 million over the next 2 years, or $13 That's, million. Right. But I think they would pay him more. The problem is they got to pay the quarterback.
Yeah, Dak.
And they got to pay
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
So they got three guys, and, you know, you got a salary cap.
He's the least important of the three.
Right.
Just because of his position. Yep.
So what good does sitting out the season do? I'm not sure. Why is that a threat? Because they don't have him playing?
I'd rather have him than not have him.
Right. But, I mean, how does that help him?
Well,
he still is under contract next year. He's not like Le'Veon Bell, and he can just move on.
No, I know. It's all about leverage, though. Maybe they'll trade him. Maybe they'll need him more than he thinks he needs them. No, I think it's a really dumb move by him.
Do they have a good backup?
Well, they signed Alfred Morris. I don't think he's that great. Meanwhile, Melvin Gordon in L.A. is doing the same thing.
He's sitting out the year?
He won't play without a new contract. However,
he's
been injured quite a bit.
Wait, I was going to say, hasn't he had some problems? Is he really worth that much?
They should just trade for each other. The Cowboys should just trade to L.A. Just swap running backs.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been so injury prone lately. I'm not sure if the LA Chargers are going to pony up for that.
Brandon, you're the only person that ever properly calls him by their city or correct city name.
Well, San Diego.
I'm a big fan of Boltman. So.
Well, I just always think they'll always be the San Diego Chargers.
Ah, San Diego. Yes. You need to know this stuff since you're getting back into fantasy football.
I know. Yeah. I cannot believe I joined another fantasy football league.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to let you guys know my team.
Coming out of retirement.
I'm fascinated.
It's a terrible journey. You want to draft for me? Because I really don't care that much.
No,
it's more
I'm
about hanging
here,
out with my friends.
I have Homer Simpson thought bubbles above my head going, Todd Gurley, that's a funny name.
The Gurley man.
I've got to pick a good fantasy team.
Le'Veon Bell, that's a weird name.
The thing about the draft is I don't even care about who I draft. I just want to hang out. Which is the point of these things, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really care if I win or not.
It's just going, where do you guys hang out?
Oh, we just do a live draft at buddy's house.
Got a live draft.
Oh.
Drink some beers.
See the boys we haven't seen in a while.
Did you guys see
Circle Jerk?
the Dayton shooter today. Did you see his Obit? I hadn't seen his T-shirt. Yeah, his Obit. Of course, they're kissing his ass in the Obit, which is making people mad, and I don't blame them.
No, but did you see the video? The timeline? Holy shit, is that scary.
It's amazing. His T-shirt says, "Stupidly Brutal Death" in giant letters on the back of his shirt.
Where do you buy it?
I don't know.
Do you make it?
This is
his T-shirt maker.
It looks professional.
Yeah, why didn't they ask him what it means?
But
Stupidly Brutal Death. Can you get that on Amazon?
Huh?
I don't know. I have no idea where the shirt came from. I just read it on his back.
Should ask Marasso.
Good one.
But he and his sister and her friend went to Blind Bob's Bar at 12:13 a.m. They left to go to Ned Pepper's. He left to go to Ned Pepper's. He left them there. He spent 30 minutes at Ned Pepper's. Then he goes to his car, changes into his body armor from his buddy, grabs his gun, stands behind the two bars for 9 minutes.
What was he doing there?
I don't know what he was doing. Maybe just getting psyched.
Jacking off.
And then just after 1 o'clock, with the body armor on and the gun in hand, he heads back to the bar and starts shooting, and he fires. He shoots 26 people in 32 seconds.
Jesus.
God.
It was the friend's body armor, wasn't it? His friend, not the friend at the bar.
He bought it for him.
Yeah, he bought it for him and kept it at his house.
He knew he couldn't buy it.
His friend also kept a weapon at his house. Now, was it the friend's weapon or was it his weapon?
I don't know. It was confusing.
Anyway, the friend is being charged, which I'm delighted by. Why do we know why the friend bought body armor for him?
Because he asked him.
Well, you know, that is so often the problem is, you know, people just pass these things around like, whatever.
It's an accessory.
Just a gun.
Stupidly Brutal Death Grind is a band. So it's just
fair. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. Oh, it is?
Are they
music
shooting up the charts now?
I don't know. They're.
Let's hear them.
I'm trying to pull it up. Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They're going to suck.
What's the name of this band?
Maybe it's just Brutal. I don't know if this is it.
Oh, they suck.
Maybe they're just capitalizing on it, Brandon.
They totally suck.
Or maybe it's a genre? I don't know.
Cool.
It's very melodic. Aren't you kind of surprised that a lot of people like this? Because a lot of people do like this.
It gets them pumped up.
It seems...
like death metal. I'm almost like, kind of, you know, for a genre, I'm surprised it's a genre, but it is.
You are required to have long hair that you can fling around.
Yeah, you got to have that.
You have to have that.
I like metal. I'm not for all scream. I wish that some of those bands would be a little bit more melodic.
What about the... Yeah,
I don't know. That doesn't do a lot for me either.
Do you work out to that?
I guess I grew up at the wrong time. I just don't appreciate it.
Possibly.
But...
good band, though.
Yeah, do some nice work there.
Good.
They look very professional. I haven't heard much more about this Russian explosion, although I'm fascinated by it.
What a shock.
Although I did kind of get I noticed that a couple of news reports I was watching mentioned that there's sort of a signal that, is there a new arms race going on? Are we going back to the 50s with Russia?
You'll find out more about it on HBO in 30 years.
Oh, when they make a miniseries about it?
Yeah.
That actually is a pretty scary technology if they were to actually get it to work there.
Yeah, well, it could go a long way. But as the president pointed out, we have something better.
Where's our space force?
And theirs blew up. Their prototype blew up.
Yes, so this time.
Theirs sucks,
not
and
every
ours
time.
Is great.
Our space force will take it out anyway, so
who
cares?
Oh, true.
When is Space Force coming? What? Are we starting a space force?
Is that Elon Musk's?
No, the vice president.
Trump said we were doing Space Force.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's top secret, so he can't say anything.
Well, he keeps coming out and says that it's going to happen, but that's all he says. So.
What if he created that because he found out, because he's privy to the information now that he's president, that there are aliens, and he's scared? What if this space? I'm just saying. What if he knows?
Well, we could find out September when Area 51 gets raided.
Oh right.
I'm just saying. What if he got elected into office and they said, "All right, Mr. President, here's all the information about Area 51 and aliens
for
that
now space.
No one's allowed
that
to know."
That is why, under Secretary Esper's leadership, we will, as Mike and Mark has already said,
we need some neosynephrine,
so
doesn't he?
To say. And whenever I make a speech, people start going wild. They stand up and they clap, and I can't sit them down, and I have to wait because I say we're launching the United States Space Force. They go absolutely wild.
What?
They understand that's where it's going to be at. And we're going to be there, and we're going to be there in every way that you can.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that solves it, right? Space Force.
Just saying he
we're
might
doing
know
it, right?
Something.
Going to the moon, but we're then going to Mars. And I think very importantly, and all of you folks know that from a standpoint of defense.
So important.
So important. We're going to the Space Force. I assume you guys are all in favor of the Space Force, right?
Yeah, I am.
I'd be very surprised if you weren't, but that's where it's at. We're going to be doing the Space Force. We're very close to getting that completed and operating. It's going to be very exciting. So
cool. See?
Wow.
Any day now.
Well, maybe at the end of the 2020s. Maybe it's on the JFK schedule. I mean, 1960.
Yeah. Okay,
we thought we'd be going to the moon.
Right. JFK had a timeline, though, didn't he? Sort
yeah. Of? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big part. That was the weirdest thing in the movie Chappaquiddick, was that Teddy drove off the bridge at Chappaquiddick like the night before we set foot on the moon.
Oh, that's right.
Ted, where you at?
Oh, I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It was within a day or two.
Yeah, because it wasn't front page news because the moon landing was. And at the very bottom, it's like, Kennedy involved in crash.
Although it became front page news.
Teddy timed it that way? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure what was going on. But it didn't seem that they were celebrating the moon landing at Chappaquiddick.
No.
We like landed on the moon!
It was all the boiler room girls,
yeah,
you know, who had taken one for the team because JFK had a headache or RFK needed some strange ass, or Teddy just felt like blowing up.
Ugh.
And Teddy and Mary Jo Kopechne left the party, and I guess they were going to catch the last ferry home. Wink, wink. But he drove off the bridge, and by the way, that bridge he'd driven over that thousands of times. I mean, it was not new territory to him. He must have been so hammered. And then, of course, he said that he dove until he was, you know, in shock.
Uh-huh.
Because he dove down to save Mary Jo so many times. So he was a hero in her
all
death.
All a lie.
And then, anyway, he ends up at the Kennedy compound, like, the next day. You know, like, yeah, this bitch died in a car. She was driving. First, he said she was driving, by the way.
Oh, he tried to blame it on a
driving the car, and you know, I almost died. I tried to save her. I was in shock, and you know, what are we going to do? And they're getting ready to watch the moon landing because it's
wow,
it's JFK's rocket.
Oh my God, his big moment.
Yeah,
just completely
and
ruined.
He soiled the moon landing.
Wow.
But yeah, until I saw the movie, I mean, I knew they were the days were. There's so much going on that time because Manson was just a couple weeks later. August the 8th, I think, 69, and Woodstock.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Woodstock was a week after that. In fact, are we in the Woodstock anniversary yet? 50 years? Is it today?
Close.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Close.
I know, it's really close.
You know, they're selling pieces of the stage because they...
What?
Couldn't figure out.
Who wants a piece of the stage?
I don't. That's what they're kind of doing to try to monetize it. They didn't have a concert, so...
Mark, play that one song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
It's apparently just the only song anybody ever plays.
I want to sing along to it. I don't know any of the words, but I guarantee you, you'll know it. It'll sound just like these lyrics.
It was stuck in our head all day. Was that 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was. It's I don't know if it was because of a commercial.
No, we were watching some Woodstock stuff, like from different sources, and this is the only song they ever used. Maybe the rights to it are really cheap.
Or can he? He'll never come after anybody for using it.
Song sucks. Sings like that.
I'm going up the country.
What?
I'm going to some place where I've never been before.
use that on the road again in canned heat for our Learjet trips in the Clint Sly days at Riff.
Yeah.
On the road again. I liked a few of their songs. I'll admit to being a mini canned heat fan.
I didn't know that there were more than... If there was
Country Joe!
Yeah, I know about that one. Oh, this is...
Country Joe's okay.
This is not actual... But going to the country...
On the road again. Is this early Neil Young, possibly?
Yes.
On the road again.
Why does he sing that way?
No one knows. Why do you talk that way?
What if he does talk that way?
But isn't that,
who is that just, singing it? Does he? Has he done anything else?
I don't know. Somebody in canned heat died. I don't know if it was that guy.
Or he died.
Pretty major guy.
But that's one rockin' flute. You have to agree.
Doesn't he talk funny?
At the beginning of that one.
Dale Spaulding.
Oh, never heard of him.
Spaulding.
Yeah, the canned heat, they had a lot of problems, but they're still around.
Are they
were going to play this 50th
I think they, yeah,
the
they still play.
Hi, I'm Dale Spaulding. It's great to be on your show. Ask any question, I'll answer them on your show.
He's still in the band.
Whoa, cool.
Dale Spaulding is still in
so
canned
excited.
Heat, along with Larry the Mole Taylor.
Cool. Should we call Dale Spaulding and just see how he...
Yeah.
Hello? Is he listed?
He might be.
Hi, Dale. It's the Drew and Mike show. You've reached Dale Spaulding. I can't come to the phone right now. I'm busy. Busy singing songs.
Oh, the Dale Spaulding answering machine message.
So stupid.
Great concept.
Wow, there's a picture of them performing at 1979 at a Woodstock reunion in Parr Meadows, Ridge, New York, and they look ancient and huge.
Then?
Oh, no.
Yeah, in 79.
Oh, wow. That is not what I expected that guy to look like.
Maybe he's cleaned up his head.
Maybe something.
Maybe he's slimmed down sense.
Maybe he sounds like this now.
Had to lose all your pounds all this time.
Isn't it wild because they're all hippie back then? And then if you look at them nowadays, they're all wearing like
Nike sweatpants and
Whoa, who's the really big guy?
I know.
I'm the really big guy and can't eat plan.
Stop making fun of me. I have a thyroid problem. It's glandular.
I've got really long hair, so you don't think about how fat I am.
To be such a jerk. Some people can't help it. We just try to eat too much.
What's the name of that song?
There's another really huge guy.
Going to the country.
Going up the country.
Going up the country. Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to the country, man. I'm going to the country.
We're doing show prep, and Mark, what were you whistling?
Oh, boy, I don't remember.
Because I was whistling something.
I'm a whistler.
Whistling
hit
parade.
It's very embarrassing.
And it was Stand Up, wasn't it?
Oh, get up, stand up. Bump, bump.
I just thought that was a weird song to whistle.
Why, really?
Sort of.
But you thought it was the theme song to
Good Times.
I got to work on my whistle.
That's a Good Times song, though.
So at one point,
Trudy sang it.
How does
Trudy
that go?
Sang it.
Television City in Hollywood.
Here we go.
Good Times. Time to meet a payment. Good Times. Time to meet a free. Good Times. In a time you're out from under. Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled.
What are you hearing, Trudy? Some insane drum pattern?
Very layoffs.
Good times.
Here's a credit of rip-offs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Hanging in a chair.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
That's Jimmy J.J. Walker, right?
It is.
He was awesome. Jimmy J.J. Walker was so funny, and I still for the life of me can't understand why did he fade? I still thought he was funny. I saw him at Letterman used to have him on.
He's been around, I think.
I know,
think he
and
does
he
stand
does. I think he does still do stand up, but when I saw him on Letterman, this is probably like 10 years ago, I thought he was funny as hell.
Yeah, he really is.
And he's still such a goof. I mean, he's just got a presence about him.
Yeah, he's got a look. He has a comedic look.
Jesus.
Brandon.
But that was Norman Lear.
I guess you could not reach for the microphone. You did not know the fart was going to come out, sorry, so therefore you could not reach the microphone.
I was queuing this up.
Dynamite!
That, when that theme song would come on, though, my dad would just be like, ah! He could not get to the TV fast enough to turn it on. Overwhelmed him.
That's funny. My dad, not the most progressive thinker, loved George Jefferson.
Oh, he loved the Jeffersons.
Do you want to try Dale Spaulding?
Yeah.
Wait, is he actually listed?
It's a real long shot, but you never know.
This is really Dale.
It's very possible, but there's only one way to know. You gotta punch in the numbers and see who
can
answers
you see?
The phone.
Oh, man, look at my life.
And the flute.
It's a real, real long shot. Flute. I have very little confidence in this. But boy, would the payoff be huge.
Oh, really? Dale Spaulding.
The country.
I can't get to the phone.
Where is it going?
Oh, no.
We're sorry. You have reached a number it's that has been disconnected or is no longer in
service. Please check the number and never try again.
Is that the only number?
Yeah.
All right. Get us out of here, Brandon.
Thank you.
Time to go.
It's going to be stuck in her head.
All day now. Alrighty. So tomorrow, Friday show.
Yeah.
What's going on? We had something that fell through today, unfortunately.
Free Dream Cruise show, right?
Yeah, maybe Monkey Mobile Mel. Is it
no,
possible?
Never will
Could
happen.
It happen?
That's not going to happen. I'm too busy preparing.
We were supposed to have Shuley on from Howard Stern show, but he won't talk about the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, so.
Right.
I was like, well, what would I talk about? Because I only know him from the Howard Stern show, and it seems to be a fairly big part of why people know who he is. Not that I want to talk about Howard Stern with him either, but I don't know.
Talked it was a conundrum, but he's going to be at One Night Stands if you want to go see him. So
don't plug him.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say,
we like
other people talk about the show, don't they? But except then I'm thinking about Artie, and Artie's not on the show anymore. And Jackie the Joke Man's been off the show forever and ever and ever. But
honestly,
like,
it's probably not a Shuley thing. It's probably a Howard thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's a Howard thing.
Wait, but tell me those guys don't abuse that all the time because they're constantly booking crap.
I wonder if it's a thing if we did the interview and just did it anyway.
When Ronnie the limo driver does a gig with Shuley, they don't ever reference anything from the show. That's hard to believe.
If we did the interview,
I guess
though,
maybe they just can't do interviews.
And asked him all those questions, he would just say, "Hey, I told him." So maybe it's a covering.
Yeah, it was about not tagging it with. It was like, wow.
Not a risk we want to take.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to dance around the interview. I felt bad because I like Shuley, but I don't know why he's being put in that position. It seemed like bullshit to me. Anyway, have a great day. Sorry about that. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Everybody.
Bye. On the road again.
Dweller H.
Now baby, back and leave.